is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The manhunt goes on in New York City, where police are searching for the hooded gunman who fatally shot United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson yesterday morning outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan.
The full investigative efforts of the New York City Police Department are well underway, and we will not rest until we identify and apprehend the shooter in this case.
New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch calls it a brazen, targeted attack. Two young boys, a 5- and a 6-year-old, in extremely critical condition. They were shot at a small private school in Northern California. It happened at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo, north of Sacramento. The shooter died of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. One Republican senator says that Pete Hegseth should agree to abstain from alcohol if he wants to be confirmed as Secretary of Defense.
Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota says given the allegations against Hegseth concerning alcohol abuse, he should commit himself to abstaining in the future. He told CNN, quote, being familiar with the problems of alcoholism and the dumb things we do when we drink too much, it'd be really nice if he could set that one aside for good. Hegseth, a decorated war veteran, says he's facing stiff opposition because he's a change agent and vows he won't drop his bid for confirmation in the face of what he calls a smear campaign by Democrats. Bob Agner reporting.
Israel calls Amnesty International a deplorable, fanatical organization. This after Amnesty accused the Jewish state of genocide in Gaza. Political turmoil in France, where the prime minister of 3 months is already on his way out. A no-confidence vote in the National Assembly forcing Michel Barnier and his cabinet to resign. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red. The Dow futures down 37 points. NASDAQ futures off 30, and the S&P futures 4 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain, don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Good morning. It is Thursday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Let's start it off. Chuck Whitaker.
Already a problem. Fort McHenry Tunnel, left tube, right lane. Tractor trailer crowding the right lane. And it looks like there's a spill. I can't tell if it's water or fuel. Hopefully it's not fuel, but it is leaking out of the front end of the tractor trailer. So the police cars just arrived there, and with that, it looks like we'll be down to a single lane to the left going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tube is open, and already that's beginning to be a problem in that area. So we'll watch that. There are wind warnings out early this morning for all the bridges. High-profile vehicles, take it easy. We've had some light rain. The heavy snow is out in the western part of the state, and if you're traveling, there is snow covering now and some heavy snow on Interstate 68 in western Maryland. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A few snowflakes and raindrops this morning, turning out sunny, breezy today, and temperatures falling into the low 30s this afternoon. And it's a chilly day tomorrow, 38 the high, Saturday only slightly warmer, sunny at 42 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It could be a spotty drive this morning right now. Reisterstown, 33 degrees, a little bit of snow reported there. And Baltimore, 45 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. So watch yourself on the road. Black ice is a danger. Wintry weather could affect the morning commute across Baltimore and the metro area. Rain or snow showers expected early this morning. Wind advisory in place for most of the state. Roadways expected to be wet for the most part, but there could be slick spots in some of the cooler areas north and west of Baltimore. Temps will drop heading into the afternoon with a chance of the rain changing to all snow by the afternoon drive. most areas will see less than an inch of snow accumulating on grassy surfaces. Man was found dead at the scene of a fire at a Baltimore homeless camp on Wednesday. Fire crews were called to the 200 block of Landwehr Lane about 4:30 p.m. Victim was found dead with fire-related injuries. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Four teens have been arrested in connection with a robbery in Glen Burnie. Anne Arundel County Police say the victim was approached by the armed suspects in the 6600 block of Ritchie Highway at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they fled toward Ordnance Road in a gray Pontiac. And legislation to rename a Baltimore post office in honor of the late Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings has passed in the full House of Delegates. Maryland's 7th District Rep. Kwesi Mfume sponsored the bill that would change the name of the Carroll Station Post Office on South Loudoun Avenue to the United States Representative Elijah E. Cummings Post Office Building. It's a 6:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 198. Your pick 4, 4626. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As the world turns in Owings Mills on Tuesday, John Harbaugh addressed the Keontae Johnson situation like this.
At this time, I'm going to have to wait. Just to clarify, there's some moving parts there that we're going to have to figure out and explore and just see where we're at.
And yesterday, the other shoe dropped. Keontae Johnson suspended by Baltimore for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Suspension stems from refusing to enter the game against the Eagles. Johnson acquired from the Panthers prior to the deadline in four games, one catch on five targets, 6 yards for Keontae Johnson. The team is off this week at the Giants next week. Meanwhile, better news in College Park. College basketball, what a night it was for the Terps.
Gillespie's already hit one. Three to start this game. A little bit of everybody getting in on the action.
Caught on the Big Ten Network, Jacoby Gillespie, the transfer point guard from Belmont. What a night. 23 points, 4 three-pointers. The Terps build a 50-17 lead at the half, and they cruise the rest of the way. 83-59 over a good Ohio State team in the Terps' Big Ten opener. After the game, Kevin Willard on the team's fast start.
They came back with what you saw in the first half is how we practiced yesterday. The intensity was great. We got after each other. And then, you know, I've challenged Jacoby a little bit.
And he delivered, again, 4 three-pointers. Coming up at 6:35, Common Sense from the World of Golf. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Top
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is a Thursday, December 5, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join us. The conversation here this morning, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, The Morning Drive at WCBM.com is our email. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top story is coming up this hour. Nick Mosby pleading for a pardon for his wife, Marilyn.
I call on my colleagues throughout the state. I call on anybody else throughout the state to ask President Joe Biden for a pardon.
Also coming up, Biden apparently, well, yeah, it's nice to pardon his kid, but is he really just covering his own butt?
Really, what he did was not just pardon Hunter. He hid his own acts.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really critical, never mind the fact that they lied to the American people up to the election, and then after the election was over, did exactly what I've been saying they're going to do.
And our top story here today, listening to the oral arguments yesterday before the Supreme Court on the Tennessee law back in March of 2023 that banned puberty blockers and hormone therapy for so-called transgender youth, it was just, wow, an eye-opener. It was
a clown show, man.
It was a mixture of insanity, absurdity, and stupidity, all rolled into one. And this, again, if you're not familiar with the law that was passed by Tennessee's Republican-led legislature instituted its ban on dangerous medical procedures, which have been used to treat gender dysphoric children for decades. We're talking about children, minors, under the age of 18. We'll start with Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson making insane argument comparing the ban on sex changes for children to barring interracial marriage.
Being drawn by the statute. That was sort of like the starting point. The question was whether it was discriminatory because it applied to both races and it wasn't, you know, necessarily invidious or whatever. But, you know, as I read the statute here, the case here, you know, the court starts off by saying that Virginia is now one of 16 states which prohibit and punish marriages on the basis of racial classifications. And when you look at the structure of that law, it looks in terms of, you can't do something that is inconsistent with your own characteristics. It's sort of the same thing. So it's interesting to me that we now have this different argument, and I wonder whether Virginia could have gotten away with what they did here by just making a classification argument the way that Tennessee is in this case.
Yes, I think that's exactly right, that there is absolutely a parallel between any law that says you can't act inconsistent with a protected characteristic and in all other contexts.
So what she's arguing here is that Virginia, you know, long ago was banning interracial marriage for adults, okay?
Yes.
And, of course, to banning puberty blockers and medical treatments to children. These are minors.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we were talking about immutable characteristics here. Race. You're born the way you are born, and actual constitutional rights to mutilating innocent children. I think this woman is ignorant and demented.
Yeah.
She's a lunatic.
I think it was a bizarre legal argument to be made, and of course, you know, followed by the, I guess it was the attorney that's fighting for the, quote, right to mutilate children, who apparently came straight to the Supreme Court from the Lollipop League. What is with that voice, man?
Yeah, you'll hear it coming up in Whoa. Just a second. We have Justice Sotomayor. What do you hear? The comparison she makes on the side effects. And believe it or not, this ACLU lawyer is just another. I mean, when you talk about being at a clown show yesterday, it was, we've got the evidence. It's coming up in just a moment.
613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Well, this has gotten worse now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's every day now, folks. This is a tractor trailer. They just changed this and just said this is now a wreck. I'm not sure, but either way, he's dropping some liquid on the roadway there in the right lane. So as a result, now they have closed the entire approach to the left-hand tunnel. So now we're just two lanes in the right tunnel. And, you know, here we go again. Very quickly, the word gets out back in Rosedale. There's a problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That moves everybody over to 895. And 95 now will only be at half of the capacity that it normally will be. Even if they get this straightened out, they have to get this thing squared away. away, towed away. The fire department's going to arrive. So the left tube is closed, southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's the big pain early right now. Baltimore County just pulled up on a wreck at Delaney Valley Road and Pot Spring Road. So that's north of the Beltway. And a heads up, the high wind warnings are out this morning for the high-profile vehicles on all the bridges around the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a few snowflakes, flurries, maybe some light rain in the area possible this morning. Then it'll be sunny later on this afternoon. Windy, and temperatures will drop into the low 30s by this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and cold, 38. A little warmer on Saturday, sunny and 42. Right now, cloudy, no precipitation right now, 39 in the city. There is a chance of some light rain in Annapolis in the next hour, and 40 there. So those warmer temperatures keeping it mostly rain at this moment.
Yeah, heavy snow up on top of the mountain. Interstate 68, snow covered, as a matter of fact.
All right. That is on top of the mountain out in western Maryland.
In western Maryland.
Yeah, not in Catonsville.
Which, for those of us that came from out west, they're known as hills back here on the
east coast. Yes, that's true. Yeah,
we've
been to Denver. These are hills.
Time for some one-liner news. New report out from the CDC states that over the past 25 years, 10,000 children have gotten sick from splash pads after ingesting fecal matter. The report also claims that swim diapers don't prevent fecal contamination of pool water. The good news is here, those that still wish it was summertime, winter is coming.
Yes.
But who came up with this idea that we're going to put a diaper on a child and put them in a pool and allow them to do their business and it would not somehow contaminate?
Right.
You want a name?
Yes.
Well, if you know
that person.
No, I don't personally, but I'll do the research. We'll check it out, Sean.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
I know you do a lot of research.
I'll Google it right now.
In your off hours.
Yes.
And most of your hours are off anyway. Who do you think the most streamed artist on Spotify is in 2024?
I would imagine that the gal who's going out with the guy from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. Boy, if she could just string a few of these concerts together, she might have something to...
She might. She might have a career.
Yeah. She's too busy running to the bank.
Right. Number one song on Billboard, YMCA. Second week in a row.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
And the nomination of Pete Hegseth falls through. Donald Trump may appoint that we're hearing, and more on that coming up a little bit later on the show at 7:35. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to be Secretary of Defense. He'll have to come up with a new nickname, though. What is it?
Yeah.
Ron Defensimonious or Ron the Pentagon? I don't know. You have to come up with a different nickname. After accidentally printing the address of a porn website on the packaging of their Wicked dolls, Mattel is now being sued for buku money.
Mm.
The silver lining in that cloud is sales of the Wicked dolls among 13-year-old boys is now skyrocketing. The Vatican. Have you heard of the new Pope Mobile? There's a new Pope Mobile.
Wow.
It's an all-electric Mercedes-Benz SUV. Apparently, I've been told those who've gotten a peek inside, reclining pews, chalice holders, and there's plenty of hat room.
That's good, yeah.
In the new Pope Mobile.
It has a bubble top.
Yeah. That's right. The Prime Minister of France didn't last long.
No, a couple months, right?
Michel Barnier been ousted after 91 days. They said the only faster turnover is that on The View.
Yeah.
They're constantly looking for new people there. You know, there's a rumor that they're going to try to put a MAGA supporter on the panel of The View.
Yeah.
Why? Who would that be? Who would you like to see if you could put a MAGA supporter on The View? And of course, it'd be one against three or four every day.
Yeah.
But it really have to be somebody that would be...
Alina Haba would be able to handle it. We have, by coincidence, some audio coming up for her, but she's sharp enough. But frankly, that'd be a sucker's job. Basically, you go on saying, I'm here for you guys to kick around for the next hour.
Yeah.
I think it should be Tyrus.
Yeah, I like that.
Because he's in the same weight class as Whoopi.
Yeah,
so he can beat her ass. He's the only one that could knock her out.
How about Judge Jeanine?
Oh, that'd be fun, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. She can
bring it. Judge Jeanine can bring it, surely.
Yes.
It's bathtub party day. Sorry to bring that up, Chuck. I know that since the hot tub was sold. That there haven't been baths taken in the Whitaker household.
I'll take a bath every day right here.
All right, new survey out. If you could have any song played at your funeral, what would it be? Here are some of these selections.
Right. Ooh.
Another one bites
the
dust.
Do it.
You are so
one's bizarre. Coconuts. All right, so Bruce, any song, it first comes to mind.
Play it at the funeral. I'm kind of enchanted now with put the lime in the coconut and drink it right down.
Yeah, I like that. I got a quick update, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
This tractor trailer that was leaking is now on fire.
Ooh.
Oh.
So it was
burning
fuel.
At the cab, and I mean really burning. So they're
really burning. Like it's a flames, you mean, then?
Yes. Yeah. Like, flames are now showing.
Like really burning, as opposed to like pretend burning.
Now they're going to have to stop all the lanes at the Fort McHenry
Tunnel.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. My song would be Working in a Coal Mine, Going Down, Down, Down.
Down, down. I thought yours would be I'm Free.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Put on your boogie shoes.
Hey, for some reason, you know the Beatles' White Album, Good Night? I always loved that song. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Ringo sings it, by the way. And I just...
one of his very few.
Yeah. But it does an excellent job in the strings on that track are just very beautiful.
Okay, another quick update.
Yes, sir.
Oh. They have now stopped all traffic at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. This thing is now almost fully involved.
Oh, this is a nightmare, folks.
Folks, right. We knew when the bridge went down that this was going to be a big bowl of crap. And here it is.
Yeah, thank you.
I remember exactly that characterization.
Parting the morning cereal reference here.
Yes. I'm pretty sure, if I recall correctly, Charlie Gishler actually first came up with that phrase. So give credit to the state employees for that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I used that in 1971, but that's all
right. That's right. All right, Chuck, check back in a couple minutes.
We'll have an update
for you.
This.
Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark McVeary with Reverse Mortgage Answers. Tired of worrying about your finances? If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage can give you your financial freedom without monthly payments. Imagine being able to pay off your mortgage, clear up debts, or simply enjoy retirement the way you've always dreamed. A reverse mortgage can make that happen. Call me today at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. And discover how your home can work for you.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
623.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, not a good situation. Tractor trailer now fully involved. I-95 southbound was going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. He's just north of the tunnel. I think if there's any saving grace, he's not in the tunnel because this thing is burning, getting worse by the minute. And we're not sure what he's carrying at this point. So there is no traffic moving on 95. They're going to start having to get traffic out of there because this thing is completely burning right now and nobody is moving. So the only recourse now is 895. And I'm just going to switch the camera here. Give me one second. And already 895 is backed up to Moravia Road. So not a good situation here. There is no traffic moving southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And again, this tractor trailer is fully involved and it's doing some damage now to the overhead signs and those things as we're going to the tunnel. Not sure yet what they're going to do
northbound as well. I'm starting to see red X's there. They might shut the whole tunnel down here. We'll come back and let you know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, obviously that's whatever was in that truck was flammable. So I thought the that stuff wasn't allowed, not supposed to go through the tunnels.
I don't think it doesn't look like it's one of those kind of tractor trailers that would be carrying anything bad.
Okay. All right.
But when he first stopped, remember I said the guy was out of it. He knew there was a leaked saddle tank or something had been hit.
Okay. So maybe
so
the gas tank.
So that must have been the diesel fuel.
Right.
And now with the engine being hot, it caught fire. I mean, this thing is burning out of control, and it's sitting right underneath one of the overhead signs, so now it's burning that as well.
Wow, very good. Thanks for the update. Appreciate that. Weather Channel forecast, snowflakes, maybe a flurry or two, light rain possible this morning, and going up to about low 30s today for the high. Right now, 36 with some snow expected the next hour in Columbia, 36 in Owings Mills. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who could not define woman, claims that the trans drug ban passed by Tennessee is sex discrimination. How would you know? You know, if you can't define a woman, I mean, it's absurd. It really is. But listen to Justice Sotomayor when she compares the trans medical treatments to aspirin in a question about side effects during oral arguments.
Your Honor, my friend's arguments with respect to the alternative approaches is pure policymaking. As Justice Kavanaugh recognized throughout his questioning, they cannot stand up here and say that if these alternatives were imposed, that there would be no detransitioners. So they cannot eliminate the risk of detransitioners. So it becomes a pure exercise of weighing benefits versus risk. And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, Counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk, even taking aspirin. There is always going to be a percentage of the population under any medical treatment that's going to suffer a harm.
So are you serious?
That's the justification.
Are you serious? What is she, Yale? Isn't she, she's Ivy League educated. What the hell are they teaching in law school these days? We have a justice of the United States Supreme Court likening the risk of irreparable harm, including mental and physical harm, loss of fertility from chemical castration on minors, to that of taking aspirin. It is just absurd and insane. And listen to the transgender ACLU lawyer claiming that what age do children know or believe or think they may be another gender trapped in their own body?
I would say is nobody has to provide this medication to adolescents. These are not doctors being forced to provide this medication. These are doctors who are wanting to treat their patients in the best way that they know how, based on the best available evidence to us. And these are young people who may have known since they were 2 years old exactly who they are, who really suffered for 6-7 years before they had any relief. And what's happening here, it's not the kids who are consenting to this treatment, it's the parents who are consenting to the treatment. And as a parent, I would say, when our children are suffering, we are suffering. And these are parents who love their children, who are listening to the advice of their doctors, of the mainstream medical community, and doing what's right for their kids, and the state of Tennessee has displaced their judgment.
That is, going back to age two, they know?
Yeah.
At age two, they know. I have a granddaughter who is, you know, two. I think she's three now. I don't think she could define what gender is right now.
No, nor can my two-year-old grandson. It's just absurd. Chase Strangio. That's the ACLU lawyer, biological woman, now identifying as a man that you just heard, arguing two things.
We
that
represent.
As young as 2 years old, that children know, which I think is complete bulldookie, number one. Number two, that it's actually, he does admit that it's parents consenting to this. It's not the children.
Yeah.
The children can't consent because they can't even reason at the age of 2 years old or six or whatever the case may be. It's the parents driving this bus. Now, how in God's name would any parent, unless they themselves are affected or mentally ill or whatever the case may be, would push this on their child? I've seen this before. I've talked to some physicians where a parent really, 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 really wants a girl and gets a boy instead.
Yeah.
And now, of course, they're going to make sure they get the girl that they wanted. It's sick.
Yeah, it is.
It is sick. Now, You turn 18, whatever you want to do to your own body, that is up to you. I'm not going to be the body police if you're an adult. You want to do that, and I would certainly seek mental counseling first and foremost, but we have a duty, a responsibility to protect our children and the innocence of our youth. And that's the argument that is being made right now before the Supreme Court. No word on when that decision will come down. We know by the end of June will be the latest. But just an insane, absurd day, moment. It was surreal before the Supreme Court oral arguments. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. 14 have been arrested in connection with a robbery in Glen Burnie. Anarondale County Police say the victim was approached by armed suspects in the 6600 block of Ritchie Highway about 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. They fled toward Ordnance Road in the Gray Pontiac. Police found the suspects a short time later, and they were arrested. Police say a search of their vehicle turned up several guns and suspected marijuana. Suspects are between the ages of 15 and 18. Legislation to rename a Baltimore post office in honor of the late Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings has passed in the full House of Delegates. Maryland's 7th District Rep. Kwesi Mfume sponsored this bill that would change the name of the Carroll Station Post Office on South Loudoun Street, or South Loudoun Avenue, rather, to the U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings Post Office Building. The measure now heads to the State Senate, where companion legislation has been introduced by Maryland State Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen. Baltimore man who was arrested on 42 counts of animal cruelty has pled guilty. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says Robert Connolly's plea came after 83 dogs were seized from his Central Park Heights home in May. Connolly has received a 10-year suspended sentence with time served, and he must pay $12,000 to the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter. In addition, Connolly may not have any animals, and he is subject to random visits by animal control to ensure that he is in compliance. And Mayor Scott will be delivering the oath of office to City Council President-elect Zeke Cohen and other members of the City Council today. Mayor will also be providing remarks at the inaugural ceremony, which is scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock this morning at the Baltimore War Memorial Building. It's 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes in 1 minute.
What if your child's friend was seriously injured playing in your backyard? What if a jury decides that you had failed to make the area safe or that you had failed to properly supervise the children's activities? Would your homeowner's insurance cover a lifetime of medical bills and custodial care? Or if you cause an automobile accident resulting in serious personal injuries or a death, would your auto insurance cover the entire loss? Homeowners and automobile insurance can always come up short, leaving your assets at risk. Wouldn't you feel better knowing that your life's work is completely protected no matter what? Learn how a family asset protection plan can make you Stouffer Legal safe. It's easy, convenient, and more affordable than you might think. View an online estate planning webinar, then request your free consultation with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Don't go another day wondering if you're all set. Make your family Stouffer Legal safe. Start by visiting PlanBaltimore.com.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 198. Your pick 4, 4626. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All the southbound lanes are blocked at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. This tractor trailer is on fire. Started in the left tube southbound, but because of the severity here, and I mean this thing is completely involved now as you're going south. A lot of smoke in the area. No traffic is moving on 95. They're holding it there in the toll plaza area. The northbound traffic only has the right tube open there, so they've closed that left tunnel as a precaution. So big delays, no traffic on 95 south. We know where that's going, and now 895 is backed up already back to the city county line. Whatever this is, they haven't put any water on it yet, so they're not quite sure what they're dealing with here, but everything is closed southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and only the right tube is open northbound. You can imagine those delays are going to continue to build on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A few snowflakes and raindrops this morning, turning out sunny, breezy today, and temperatures falling into the low 30s this afternoon. And it's a chilly day tomorrow, 38 the high, Saturday only slightly warmer, sunny at 42 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection.
Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Ravens are off for the week, but still making news in Owings Mills of the variety that they'd rather not be making. Suspending wide receiver Deontay Johnson for one game. That's the Giants game coming up next week following the bye for conduct detrimental to the team. Apparently, Johnson refused to play against the Eagles. He was asked to go in when Rashad Bateman got hurt, the knee injury, but refused. Ravens released this via a press release yesterday. Had no further comment. Did not issue a press conference about it. Deontay Johnson, four games with the Ravens, five targets, one catch, 6 yards. He was acquired from the Carolina Panthers at the trade deadline. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence has been placed on injured reserve. He's likely out for the year following the concussion he sustained from Azeez Al-Shaair, the hit who was suspended for three games on that. College football, it was NLI Day yesterday. That stands for National Letters of Intent. Players could sign with teams across the country, and Maryland signed 20 of them, including the big one, four-star quarterback Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding, Terps head coach Mike Locksley on Washington.
There, you can't put him in a box. And that part of it, I mean, the intelligence he brings. You know, I've recruited Malik since he was an eighth grader. I watched how he built the Spalding program with his head coach there, and a lot like what we've had to do here at Maryland.
Recruited Malik Washington since eighth grade. How about that? Washington, along with head coach Kyle Schmidt, has turned the Cavaliers from mediocre to two-time defending MIAA champions. Washington, the highest-rated quarterback recruit in Maryland history. Elsewhere, eight Navy football players have received all-conference honors, led by team captain and linebacker Colin Ramos, nose guard Landon Robinson, and safety Rayon Lane all voted to the first team. College basketball last night at the Xfinity Center. What a night for the Terps.
For Ohio State, their largest deficit of the year right now, 29-10. What a rebound. My goodness. This is just, the effort plays are standing out for Maryland in such a big way.
Call on the Big Ten Network. The Terps built a 50-17 lead at the half. Cruise the rest of the way, 83-59 over Ohio State. In the Terps' Big Ten opener, point guard Jacoby Gillespie led the way with 23 points. Maybe the Terps are good. Elsewhere in college basketball, upsets of the top two teams in the country. Number one Kansas falls to unranked Creighton. Number two Auburn beaten by Duke. The time now is 6:37 when we return Common Sense from the World of Golf.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So this takes all the guesswork out of it, okay? Right. The golf world got it right yesterday when the LPGA and the USGA issued gender policy updates, including female at birth clauses. The key provision, players must be assigned female at birth or have transitioned to female before going through male puberty to compete in LPGA tournaments on the eight USGA championships for women. The policies, which begin next year, 2025, follow more than a year of study involving medicine, science, sport, physiology, and gender policy law. So now, according to the LPGA, USGA, you got to be a biological woman, basically, to play in the LPGA.
I don't think that's what they're saying. They're saying that they have to be transitioned before puberty.
Okay,
that's not a biological woman.
No, that's true. However, no,
that would be my the only problem with that. I applaud them for coming out with a statement. But I still think there's a gray area there.
There is a little bit of a gray area, but at least there's no real controversy here like what happened with Blair Fleming with volleyball and college sports, etc.
Right, they're attempting to put a lid on it.
Yeah, transitioning before puberty, that's an issue.
Yeah,
but at least that's
well,
the policy.
So many European countries have gone away from that now.
Right.
Over, I think, in Switzerland and the UK and France and Italy have decided, no, they're permanent serious damages that we're doing with allowing this transition, prepubescent transitioning. So
yeah, we'll see what happens. And I heard your report about the Supreme Court justice, et cetera.
Incredible. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's go to Mike in Nottingham.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce. I wanted to let you know, last night I read on X
and I think I remember the source being Charlie Kirk, that all 53 Republican senators are going to vote to confirm Pete Hegseth. And also on X, I saw a great interview Megyn Kelly did of Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, we've got highlights of that interview coming up at 7:35 this morning. So, yeah, look, Hegseth says so far zero Republicans have told him they're going to oppose his nomination. Now, he hasn't met with all of them yet, but the ones that he has met with, none of them are opposing his nomination. But again, some of these Republicans are really squirrely, and they can tell you one thing, you know, John McCain, and do another at the last minute. So,
yeah, it's amazing how many Republican senators in safe states, red states, are squish.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
But thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate that. Thanks for the update. And we'll have that for you at 7:35 this morning.
More pushback on the pardon. Joe Biden pardoning his little boy, Alina Habba, who, of course, is a name and a personality that you've become very well familiar with during the Trump trials, says that, you know, he's not just pardoning his little boy. He's pardoning himself.
We had KJP telling us time and time again, saying, I've answered this before, Peter Ducey. We are not going to do. We're not, you know, Hunter Biden will not be pardoned. Well, guess what they did? They didn't just pardon him. They didn't just pardon him. They pardoned him for 11 years of activity that, in effect, hides the ability for them to look at what Joe did during that time.
Yeah, what she is saying basically is Joe is covering his own rear end.
Yeah,
that by doing this and you know, she goes on to say that it's not just this one pardon. Count on more.
We know that there's evidence there. We know we've seen checks. We know we've seen references to the big man. So really, what he did was not just pardon Hunter. He hid his own acts.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really critical, never mind the fact that they lied to the American people up to the election, and then after the election was over, did exactly what I've been saying they're going to do. And by the way, mark my words, this ain't it. There will be other family members pardoned too.
Oh, this is the reason why I always thought he was going to pardon Hunter Biden and eventually maybe himself, because he is not in the twilight of his days going to expose himself and or his family
to disgrace.
Number one, he's already disgraced, but to legal issues where some of them may actually go to jail.
Yeah. Well, we view him as disgraced, Sean. However, there are an awful lot of people on the left who still think that, well, he must be right. It must be a political prosecution, not connecting the dots between who would be the politician who's going after the president's son, since the president has appointed all these people. But Habba says, look, Joe knows what he did. We know what he did. I know what you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Joe knows what he did. Joe knows what Hunter did. And more importantly, Jill knows, which is why I think this was all done.
Yeah, Jill knows. So don't overlook the possibility that Jill Biden may be pardoned, as well as all the rest of the Bidens and anybody else within that particular circle.
This is the broadest we've ever seen it. I am telling you, we will have more transparency when we see who else he pardons and why. And I have zero doubt that he will probably pardon himself.
There you go.
Yeah, I say Jill will not be mandated to testify against her husband.
Right.
They cannot compel her to do that.
But she could be mandated to testify against other Bidens.
Yes.
You know, Jim or the other brother or, you know, any other hangers-on. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. He is fully involved, as that tractor trailer. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Yes, and the Fort McHenry Tunnel is completely closed. The fire is burning. I just took a look at the one shot that they have up from toll facilities, and it looks like the tractor trailer is now kind of split in half between the tractor and the trailer. Fully involved. Fire department just rolled up, so they're evaluating what's going on there, but all the traffic closed southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There is no traffic moving at the plaza on 95. They're getting some traffic, whatever they have to do to get it out of there. It's going to be a big problem. You're going to have to exit at O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, and then you know everybody then is over on 895, which is moving with two lanes. The backup, get this now, goes from this point at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's affecting 95 all the way back to the Beltway. It's going to start affecting Pulaski Highway. It's going to affect Philadelphia Road, and this is not going away anytime soon. This is going to be one of these deals. It's going to be there for a while. They're just now getting some water on this truck. So I can see that as that's going on. Toll facilities, I don't know why you would be closing off any cameras other than the fact the one at the top of the building, but we need to see this. So I would suggest you put those back up so we can give accurate information. Your northbound right 2, by the way, on 95 is the only lane open there. But please keep the cameras up so we can give an accurate report as to what's going on. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, and you look at it, I'm watching some video of it now via Fox 45, and it is something that not only that thing's still burning, so they have to extinguish the fire, then they've got to clean up after the fire. So it's going to take a while, as you say.
Not going away anytime soon. Yeah. The overhead bridge, which is right above that, has some lights, has some informational signs, the red X's with the green arrows, whatever. That fire has been burning straight up on that, so there's going to be structural damage to that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's nobody killed in this. We saw the driver get out. Don't shut the cameras off. What the hell are you doing? We got to see this.
That's what they're there for.
Sure. Exactly right. What are you hiding? There's nothing to hide. We just need to see it.
Weather Channel says some snowflakes, light rain possible in the area this morning, and then sunny, windy, and the temperature's going to drop in the low 30s by this afternoon. And right now we're cloudy, 38 in Pasadena, 36 in Bel Air. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service to our listeners. In the name of Johnson.
What kind of idiots do you have working here?
Just a regular kind.
Do we really have to answer that?
The everyday kind.
Baskin Robbins welcoming back winter white chocolate ice cream. Oh, that's good.
Oh,
good stuff.
Good.
Limited time flavor of the month for December. Also back is the snowman cake, eggnog ice cream, and peppermint ice cream.
I love peppermint ice cream.
That white chocolate ice cream is really good.
Is it really?
Good. Yeah. Dairy Queen has the peppermint.
Wait, how is it different than any other chocolate ice cream?
Because it's white chocolate. It's different than regular dark chocolate or chocolate.
If you closed your eyes and a blindfold on you, and you tasted one,
three taste entirely different. White chocolate, milk chocolate, and dark chocolate. You've never had white chocolate?
Yeah, but to me it tastes like dark chocolate.
No, not to me.
Yeah. Well, you see, you have much more refined palate than I, Chuck.
Well, you know? I didn't want to say that.
It goes without saying.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
The peppermint hot cocoa blizzard is now available at Dairy Queen. El Polo Loco. Where Chuck is, honored each and every day.
Yep.
Offering its original Polo Bowl for $5.
Can't wait for that.
All through January 29th. Okay, the
is
Polo
that
Bowl.
Polo or Pollo?
That is Pollo.
Pollo.
Right. Yeah. El Loco Pollo.
So it's a Pollo Bowl. Bow boy.
Yeah. Or a Loco Bowl, which Chuck has been known to partake in.
That's right. That's the one where they put the long tubes in the gutter, so I can't actually.
That's nice. I don't even go bowling for that. I just go for drinking in the pizza.
Yes. There's nothing long about Chuck.
Beg your pardon? Cold outside.
M&M's new toasted holiday peanuts flavor will get you in the spirit.
He was in the pool.
Yeah. Toasty holiday peanut. By the way, last night they lit the Rockefeller Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And they played Nat King Cole's classic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know the opening line of that?
No.
Chestnuts?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Have you ever had a chestnut?
Yes, I have.
Really?
I have.
Yeah.
Because the chestnut tree is functionally extinct.
Mm-hmm.
It apparently is, again, this was once in our forest all up and down the East Coast, and there was something called the chestnut blight or something hit it.
Yep.
And now what they do is the tree grows, and then it kind of dies after it comes out of the ground. It's a really bizarre disease that affects this, but it's affecting the production of chestnuts.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're now trying to see if they can farm them, but the chestnuts are in danger of also being extinct.
I must have been thinking about something else, because I saw a doctor from mine and got shots, so it's a whole different thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of shots?
Those spandex pants?
Yeah. Ooh, yes, exactly.
Chestnuts?
Precisely.
Okay.
I was going to leave it there subtly, Chuck, but thanks for taking a sledgehammer and driving
it
home.
The atomic wedgie?
Right. There you go. That visual, I now will not be able to get out of my head for the rest of the morning. All right. Thanks, Chuck. Seeing a couple for an update on what's happening there at the Fort McHenry Tunnel 649. Chuck Todd was going off yesterday as well.
Oh, Chuck Todd. Well, it's fascinating to see how folks on the left are now telling the truth about Joe Biden.
I followed the Hunter Biden trial very closely.
Mm-hmm.
I read every transcript, all the testimony, because that's all that was made public. You want to get angry? You read the Hallie Biden transcript, and that's Bo's widow. And essentially, he turned her into a crack addict. And this was all happening in 2017, 2018. And Joe and Jill Biden were so concerned about their family that they decided to run for president.
You hear that? They were so concerned about their family, they ran for president. In other words, Chuck Todd, the guy is an opportunist. Biden is an opportunist, as well as everything else. Don't forget that when he was running, Obama was saying, don't run.
Yeah, you know, but this is Chuck the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Chuck the cheerleader who was cheering Biden on at every step of the way. Now, all of a sudden, he's found his moral compass.
Yep. He says that Joe and Jill, bluntly, they're selfish.
So when you talk about the word selfish, it's almost like the word doesn't, I mean, their decision to run for president put the entire Democratic Party and the United States of America in the position that it's in now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so did you in the media.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if you called it a bit earlier when you saw it happening, we might not have had quite the disaster we're looking at right now.
Coming up next, the outgoing City Council President Nick Mosby begging for his wife. We have the details here on The Morning Drive.
If you've tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of the highest quality made in America. The CBD from The Trusted Lab is lab-tested and all-natural, and now to get an extra 30% off their Black Friday deals. Shop today for 30% off at thetrustedlab.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I've run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It is 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Folks weighing in here this morning on several issues. Chris from Overly says, I'm listening to this discussion about children and gender transitioning and the argument these people who are for it give. And just three words come to mind. Bat crap crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be guano. You're right about that. Michelle says, if we're supposed to believe the growth people under the age of 25 whose brains are not developed yet to know that they are doing wrong when committing a crime, how in God's name can any two-year-old decide they want to be something different?
Yeah. There's a logical inconsistency you're pointing out there, and you're absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah. August says, once again, we're proven that liberalism is a mental illness. Can't believe these clowns are on our Supreme Court.
6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Fire still burning. Tractor trailer was fully involved. Southbound going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I said earlier when this happened, at least he was not in the tunnel. That would have really caused a lot of problems, damage, and all kinds of stuff. This overhead signing and things like that, that's going to be a problem enough. That's pretty much blackened with the flames. Fire still burning. So there's no traffic moving at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. Only the right tube is open northbound. So you know it's gridlock over and north and east of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 95 sitting still back at the city-county line. They can't go anywhere after the O'Donnell Street ramp. There's no traffic moving. 895 is sitting still at the city-county line. line, we have delays back towards Chesico Avenue. Traffic coming down from Kenwood Avenue, and they're just not going anywhere anytime soon. They're just now letting some of this traffic caught at the plaza. See them in the smoke. They're letting them turn around through the median to go back north on 95. So at least they'll get them out of there. And if you're back at O'Donnell Street, you can get out of there. But everything now is on a surface street. And I'm talking Pulaski Highway, Fayette Street, Eastern Avenue. The whole northeast side of the city and into the county is into gridlock. And it ain't going away anytime soon. There's an accident on the parkway southbound. Both shoulders now, Prince George's County at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes already this morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a few snowflakes, maybe a flurry or two, snow shower, light rain in the area possible this morning, then sunny, windy, and temperatures will plummet from where they are now into the low 30s by later on this afternoon. Sunny, breezy, and cold tomorrow, 38, sunny and 42 on Saturday. Right now, cloudy, 38 in Dundalk, maybe a few snow flurries in the next hour, 34 in Reisterstown. Coming up at the top of the hour, the battle over Trump over at CNN. They're heading to the same. They're swirling the bowl like MSDNC. We have an update on, remember the DEA guy that pulled his...
Oh, yes.
Donald Trump weighs in on that in our MAGA update. You want to hear this. Pete Hegseth digging in for the fight coming up at 7:35. But the outgoing city council president, Nick Mosby, the former husband of Marilyn Mosby, who is desperately now trying to get a pardon. First, she wanted to have her home detention excused or whatever so she could get a job. And now she wants the pardon. They're begging Chairman Joe over the next 46 days to somehow put her name on the pardon list. Here's what he said yesterday as he said goodbye to the city council.
Marilyn Mosby, my ex-wife, was selectively prosecuted, wrongfully prosecuted.
Yeah, well, look, here's the deal. Elected officials that violate the law are basically red meat for any U.S. attorney.
Yes.
Especially if you're in Baltimore, where there's a history of corruption and elected officials doing the nasty. Okay? So then he went on to beg Joe Biden to pardon his wife.
I call on my colleagues throughout the state. I call on anybody else throughout the state to ask President Joe Biden for a pardon.
Yeah, yeah. So now, of course, publicly, and I understand they have two daughters, and you know, and I'm sure the daughters, of course, mommy was never in any real jeopardy of going to jail. I think we all knew that. So again, maybe this is a lesson learned for the two daughters. When you do something bad, mm-hmm. you're going to be punished for it.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to excuse all of that. Look, I think Joe Biden. I doubt if he is going to pardon Marilyn Mosby. And one of the reasons why is because she is not well liked in the law enforcement community, as you might imagine. And so this would certainly be another sting for the law enforcement community with Democrats, specifically Biden, Harris, and if he were to pardon Marilyn Mosby after what she did to the Baltimore Six.
Well, of course, this is, this is all going to happen, I suspect, on January 19th at 11:59 p.m.
Yeah, could be.
You know, that they're not going to wait until... and they're not going to do it now. They will wait until the very last minute to make it happen, and then he's going to scoot out of town. He's already just, frankly, ignoring any reporter questions.
He might wait to January 20th till at
11 o'clock in the morning.
At 11:59 a.m. That might be the way he... Because he's such a coward to begin with after what he did in Afghanistan and elsewhere. Coming up also, wait till you hear who Politico was reporting that they're urging Joe Biden to issue preemptive pardons for. Some of these individuals' names you'll recognize, obviously, and it's a real head scratcher, folks.
Yes, one of the names particularly is a real head scratcher. Hey, happy holidays to all! It is a perfect time now to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Halls sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health, from essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and a whole lot more. And the best part. Over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com and do it today.
Coming up next, Scott Jennings makes the liberals' heads explode on CNN. Hegseth digs in for the big fight. We'll hear from him directly on the Megyn Kelly Show. And there's more of Whoopi Goldberg defending Joe Biden and his pardon. It's all coming up in the next hour right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. Anna Thomason. He's not even in office yet, but it appears President-elect Trump's appeal to Mexico to crack down on the deadly drug trade is already bearing fruit. The Mexican military has seized more than 1 ton of fentanyl pills.
It was found in 2 raids in the north in what officials are calling the biggest catch of the synthetic opioid in the country's history. The raids came after a sharp drop in fentanyl seizures in Mexico earlier this year and days after President-elect Trump threatened to impose 25% tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico unless they crack down on the flow of migrants and drugs across the border. The fentanyl raids took place in the northern state of Sinaloa, home to the drug cartel of the same name. Keith Peters reporting.
Nothing yet on a motive for yesterday's fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel. The New York police commissioner calling it a brazen targeted attack. The search for the gunman goes on. Shooting at a small private school in Northern California, it's left 2 small boys in extremely critical condition. The gunman apparently took his own life. This happened at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo. Trump Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth vowing to give the confirmation fight all he's got.
I owe an answer to the members of the United States Senate who are going to vote for a confirmation here. And my meetings with them have been fantastic. No one has looked me in the eye and say, I have concerns and I can't vote for you. In fact, most have said, let's take a picture and I'm behind you all the way.
Hegseth speaking on SiriusXM's The Megyn Kelly Show. Another wave of Arctic air is sweeping across the Midwest and the Northeast, but hold on, forecasters do expect a warm-up before too long. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures are down 14 points. NASDAQ futures off 17 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This new administration has hinted at one of its oldest moves yet, America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call
606-800-8000.
7:03 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck.
Tractor trailer fire is still closing the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. There's no traffic moving on 95. They're turning traffic around at the plaza, sending them back north. Where they're going to go from there? Well, that's still a toss-up. It's a major delay on 95 that goes all the way back into Rosedale. 895, of course, takes the hit. They get the backup there. They're sitting still at the city-county line. They're still putting water on this, and they're still putting out some flames and a lot of smoke. There's going to be damage to the road. roadway. We know that for a fact. So this is not going away anytime soon. Only the right tube is open northbound, and there is a delay there, but not anywhere near the problem that we have southbound. Heads up, a couple of other things going on. I-95 at the Rapid Key Highway. There's a broken down vehicle there. There's an accident on the ramp at I-95 at 195 in Arbutus. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A few snowflakes and raindrops this morning, turning out sunny, breezy today, and temperatures falling into the low 30s this afternoon. And it's a chilly day tomorrow, 38 the high, Saturday only slightly warmer, sunny at 42 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bit of a sloppy morning right now. Reisterstown has 35 degrees. Bel Air has 36 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today at 410-356-7799 or send a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Baltimore County has unveiled a sign in the overpass crossing Honeygrove Boulevard that honors fallen officer Amy Caprio. Police Chief Robert McCullough says it stands as a tribute to her selfless service and her enduring legacy in the community. If you recall correctly, Officer Caprio was killed in the line of duty May 21st, 2018, as she answered a call about a suspicious vehicle in Perry Hall. When she arrived on the scene, she was struck and killed by a teenager driving a stolen Jeep Cherokee. Wintry weather could affect the morning commute across Baltimore this morning and the metro area during the course of the day. Rain or snow showers expected early this morning. Wind advisory in place for most of the state. Roadways expected to be wet for the most part, but there could be some slick spots on some of the colder areas north and west of Baltimore. And a man found dead at the scene of a fire in a Baltimore homeless camp on Wednesday. City fire crews called to the 200 block of Landwehr Lane at about 4:30 in the afternoon. The victim was found dead with fire-related injuries. Cause of the fire is under investigation. Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 198, your pick 4, 4626, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Can't imagine an NFL player refusing to play in a game while not injured, but that's apparently what Deontay Johnson did last Sunday. And the Ravens reacted yesterday, suspending Johnson for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. The suspension will be served when Baltimore comes back from its bye to face the Giants. No further comment from the Ravens on the situation. Now, one guy who wants to play is Malik Washington, the Terps headline football recruit out of Archbishop Spalding. Washington, along with 19 others, committing yesterday to the Maryland program. Here's head coach Mike Locksley on his prize quarterback recruit.
The sky is the limit for his talent level. You know, he expects to come in the mail room and work his way up. He doesn't want it any other way.
Meanwhile, on the hardwood yesterday, big night for Maryland men's basketball against Ohio State.
And back to Derek Queen, going to work on Parks. Goes to the hook shot in the lane, and the touch is there.
He showed off the total package tonight.
Indeed he did. The man child from Baltimore. The freshman, 17 points, 11 rebounds. Jacoby Gillespie with 23 points. Maryland big over Ohio State, 83-59. Local college basketball. Coppin falls to Wagner, 65-52. Morgan State big over Cheney, 124-57. Coming up at 7:35, the Orioles spending in free agency. How do they stack up? And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings,
Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Give us a call here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And here are your top stories coming up this hour.
Whoopi Goldberg says, hey, listen, this guy can pardon anybody he wants.
He doesn't have to explain to anybody. This is his right as president. He can pardon, if he wants to pardon Bozo the Clown, he can pardon Bozo the Clown.
Embattled Pete Hegseth says in the Wall Street Journal, I have never backed down from a fight, and I won't back down from this one either.
Do you think you're being Kavanaugh'd right now?
I had a member not 45 minutes ago look me in the eye in private, just he and I, and say, that's what they're trying to do to you.
Yeah, exactly. But let's start with this. Over at CNN, it's fascinating to watch now, because there is one guy who's at least moderately conservative over there, a guy named Scott Jennings. He used to be a speechwriter, it seems to me, for one of the Bushes, and I can't remember which one. But he is holding the conservative line against virtually everybody else they put up against him. And it's typically like a 3-1 or 4-1 kind of battle. But he is indeed holding his own. One of the doofuses that he sits on the panel with frequently is this woman named Lee McGowan. She's an online influencer and podcaster or something like this. And the stuff they're saying, well, look, I'll just let you listen. It's bizarre.
A lot of faith in our military. I have a lot of respect for our military. I have a lot of respect for Pete's service. But that's not how the military is supposed to be used. I don't want to be bringing back waterboarding. I don't want to be a country that tortures people, especially if we're the kind of country that's going to be using the military against our own citizens.
Well, wait,
this kind
that,
of thing concerns me.
What do you mean use against our own citizens?
I'm talking about
you
sending...
You said police states behave. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about sending the military into blue states to make them behave. Getting Gavin Newsom under control. Getting J.P. Pritzker under control.
What are you
making
talking
sure-
about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Where is this coming from? Yeah, I mean, the look of incredulity on his face as he looks at this woman like, what reality are you living in?
From the sounds of it, she could be the next Supreme Court nominee should the Democrats ever get in that position
again.
It's
just amazing. And he points out very calmly, look, there is a role for the military in cooperation with local officials.
The military can absolutely be used to work with local officials to provide military resources, but working with other parts of the federal government and local officials, we already send the National Guard to the border.
You're not against the will of the local officials or the will of the state government.
Oh, yes.
We have a federalist government.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, so there you go. And it was on Solomon Jones, who writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer, also on that panel, and he decided, oh, let's have some fun.
We know what he said. We all heard him say it. And so that's what it is. The military is only as good as the people who are running it. Pete Hegseth has talked about putting things back in place that have not been policy for the United States because they're wrong. Yeah. And so we have to decide, are we going to do what's right or are we going to do what Donald Trump wants us to do when we know that it's wrong?
Listen to that particular dichotomy, if you would, there, Sean. Are we going to do what's right or are we going to do what Donald Trump wants us to do?
Yeah.
Really? Seriously? That's the best you got? Wait until the whole panel goes at it. You'll hear that coming up in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680.
I wonder if that dude ever served in the military.
I would bet not.
Solomon Jones. We'll have to check his resume.
Yeah. And just ask him for his DD-214. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Give you some idea how bad this is, this closure of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Tractor trailer was fully involved. They have it pretty much knocked down now, but there's still a lot of smoke. There's a hot spot. There's all kind of stuff going on. So no traffic has been going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel since we saw this thing catch fire an hour ago. We said at 620, as we were sitting here, the fire came out of the cab, then it expanded
it back into the trailer, caught fire. They closed down the Fort McHenry tunnel, and no traffic is moving. Now, the right tube is the only tube open there, far right-hand side, and that backup on 95 North is not quite back to 395, but you still have a pretty good backup there as well. But get this now, this southbound backup is now affecting traffic coming down from White Marsh Boulevard. If you've ever driven there from White Marsh to the Beltway, that's about 3 miles. Okay, then you go from inside the Beltway down to Moravia Road, that's 3 miles, so that's six. Okay, and then 3 more miles to get to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which is now not moving, that's 9.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And your math is phenomenal, Chuck.
I graduated from the sixth grade, so hell, I'm all right.
You're all right then, yeah.
But here's the problem. And again, we always talk about the local people. You may know which way to go to get around this. We always say, it's not always the best way to go, but it's Orleans Street, it's Franklin Street, Eastern Avenue, anything to get by this if you're local traffic. But if you're coming down and you're coming out of New Jersey, you're coming, south from Delaware, you're just sitting there. You have no idea what the hell you're going to do now. And this is a big, big, big delay and a big problem. Ain't going away anytime soon, okay? Right. So that's it for there. Let me see if I have anything else. Nothing else major, just the usual stuff pretty much every place else.
Chuck, I just checked. There was a very large Christmas gift I was sending you. I think it was on that truck. Sorry.
No kidding. Yeah. Is it smoked the turkey?
Yeah, it is.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Your Weather Channel forecast. We're still awaiting some flurries, snowflakes maybe, and a couple of light rain drops in the area possible this morning. Then a little bit later on, sunny, windy, and temperatures will drop into the low 30s. And right now we're 41 and windy in Stevensville, 37 with a few snow flurries in the next hour in Severn. And it is time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, you may have heard that pretty much been carte blanche for Chairman Joe and Money for Ukraine over the last 2 years with Republicans controlling the House. That's right, Republicans. Finally, after Speaker Johnson has found his intestinal fortitude, after Joe Biden requested more money, more aid for Ukraine, he finally says no.
The Biden administration requested to attach the upcoming CR additional aid to Ukraine to $24 billion. Do you plan to do that? What is your position?
I'm not planning to do that. There are developments by the hour in Ukraine. I think, as we predicted and as I said to all of you weeks before the election, if Donald Trump is elected, it will change the dynamic of the Russian war on Ukraine. And we're seeing that happen. So it is not the place of Joe Biden to make that decision now. We have a newly elected president, and we're going to wait and take the new commander-in-chief's direction on all of that. So I don't expect any Ukraine funding to come up now.
$24 billion. That's what they were asking for in the next continuing resolution. And he said no. And I'm hearing that the reason why he said no was to fend off another challenge to his speakership from the House Freedom Caucus. Marjorie Taylor Greene has now come out and endorsed him as speaker after he rejected the money for Ukraine. So maybe there was a deal cut behind closed doors. And this is how Washington works. It stinks. And we need real leadership and not these pretend leaders that we're getting.
Sausage and law.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. On the Megyn Kelly Show, RFK Jr. Revealed why Tony Fauci might be in a little bit of hot water and why they're talking about a preemptive pardon for him.
Tony Fauci's problem is this. There is a little-known federal law that says you cannot give an emergency use authorization to a vaccine if there is any medication approved for any purpose that is shown effective against the target disease. So if Tony Fauci or anybody had admitted that hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin are effective against COVID, it would have been illegal for them to give the emergency use authorizations to the vaccines, and they could never have gotten them approved.
So that's the reason why they poo-pooed hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
Yeah.
Because there was big money for big pharma. Let alone that they could have saved a lot of people's lives. Lockdown Larry was part of this.
Yep.
So, again, this is why Politico is now reporting that the Biden regime is considering preemptive pardons for several of Trump's enemies, including Shifty Schiff, Tony Fauci, and wait for it, Liz Cheney.
What the hell? Why? What is she accused of?
Well, is this now admitting that they're criminals?
Yeah, is it,
or
is,
they
is
may have engaged in criminal behavior?
Activity on the J6 committee? Yeah.
Yeah. We know that Shifty Schiff did by changing text. We know Liz Cheney did by destroying evidence or trying to destroy evidence and intentionally excluding exculpatory material. And Tony Fauci, we just heard what RFK Jr. said. This preemptive pardon thing has got to be challenged in court.
Yeah.
Why Trump does it, he can only answer to it, but he's going to sit down on Meet the Depressed with Kristen Welker this Sunday. So, there you have it.
I can't tolerate her.
No.
The little smirky face. I just
maybe he's doing it to rally support for his nominees. Maybe.
Yeah.
Trump set the record straight on Chad Cronister. Remember the DEA chief spoke out against the other day? And then he pulled his nomination. Trump said he didn't pull it. I pulled him. So this begs the question, who is nominating, who is vetting these individuals for the Trump team? It's supposed to be the transition team. Who's on that? That's RFK Jr. That's Linda McMahon. That's Howard Lutnick. Was J.D. Vance on that? I have to go back and look and see. But somebody's missing things.
Yeah.
Because
that's a pretty big miss.
That's a huge miss. Because an anti-Trump executive now said to be the frontrunner for the Deputy Secretary of HUD, Dana Wade. More on her coming up a little bit later on. President Trump has asked the court to dismiss the Fani Willis lawfare case. The DOJ has briefed the House Judiciary Committee on its internal investigation that it opened up into Jack Smith's misconduct allegations. So there was already an investigation into Jack Smith before he dropped things. Trump has switched out his White House counsel. He has announced David Warrington will lead the White House counsel. Bill McGinley, who was the White House counsel nominee, is now going to serve with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy over Doge. And our old friend Peter Navarro is back again, treated horribly by the deep state. He is now going to be the senior counselor for trade and manufacturing, that is going to be his new charge of trade deals, NAFTA, and so on and so forth.
That's a sweet spot.
That is his sweet spot, and Dr. Navarro is really good at doing that. Just 46 days to go until Inauguration Day.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 721, Thursday morning. You know, many Maryland home sellers right now are having issues getting their homes sold. Well, with Vinny Steele's Certified Pre-Owned Home Program, you get access to the tools you need to ensure your home is the very best on the market and stands out to potential home buyers. Now, this program creates high demand, which then is matched by the number of sellers he has. And he's going to tell you this. He's going to guarantee in writing to sell your home at your price and your time frame, or he's going to step in and buy it for cash. Real estate fact, right now, still, homeowners sitting on the sidelines because they're happy with their home. They got a low interest rate. But if you have your dream home in your sights, will you go for it if you got like an interest rate somewhere in the mid-fours? Vinny Steele, not just another agent, he is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent I would trust to sell my home, Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. That is, call him right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
If you've tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of the highest quality made in America. The CBD from the Trusted Lab is lab tested and all natural, and now to get an extra 30% off their Black Friday deals. Shop today for 30% off at thetrustedlab.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the great lineup at WCBM Join me this Sunday afternoon at 4 for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Messy morning out there, folks. Particularly if you're heading toward the tunnels. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Yeah, this is bad. It was a tractor trailer that caught fire about 6:20 as we were doing one of our breaks. And we saw it. And we saw it happen. So it's been there since. They have it pretty well knocked down. But it's burned and it has to be towed away. So it's not going to go away anytime soon. Still smoking. There was some damage probably to the roadway and probably the overhead signage in that area. So it's total gridlock on the whole northeast side of the city. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, is open. That's two lanes. It's backed up all the way back through the city-county line. 95 is backed up through Rosedale and backed up south of White Marsh Boulevard, so it's a major delay there. Just looking at some of the roads possibly to get away from this if you know your way around. The Beltway is gridlock. It's going from 95 trying to get into Towson. That's gridlock. If you want to get away from that, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, Northern Parkway. You can go across the city on Northern Parkway that way. See a lot of traffic coming down the Beltway towards the Back River Bridge. You can go down to Eastern Avenue and then come into the city along Eastern Avenue, work your way from there. Another possibility, at least you're moving and you're not sitting in this total jam up. That's 95 and 895 South. I hope that helps a little bit, but that's about the best we can do. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, snowflakes, maybe a few flurries, light rain possible this morning, then sunny, windy. Temperatures will drop from the upper 30s now into the low 30s by this afternoon. Sunny, breezy, and 38 for tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy, 38 in Arnold and 36 in Parkville. And at 7:25, let's take a call here from Joe in Baltimore.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Hey, I want to talk about the those shameless Mosbys, but I just basically want to touch on first, based on the old adage, there is no honor among thieves, I really think that Biden giving all this money to Ukraine is basically because if he doesn't, they're going to blow the whistle on him and turn over all the corruption.
I think that's a very fair observation, Joe.
Yeah.
We've made that observation. I think it's absolutely spot on.
Because you can't pardon the Ukraine
that's
oligarchs.
Right.
You know?
True.
Yeah. You can pardon all the Biden crime family, but there's a lot of people with their hands in the pie here.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. But I was watching Channel 45 before I turned you guys on, and Nick Mosby's sitting there with Mayor McDummy, and he's pushing the pitch. They want, as you know, President Biden to pardon her. But then they went on to say he also wants her to be honored for the 8 years of public service that she did. Now, this woman, in my opinion, is solely responsible for the 2015 riots.
Joe, do you know what the word hubris means?
Oh, it's just so. They don't even have a word for
if you look at the dictionary under hubris, his picture is there as the illustration.
Yeah, having Marilyn Mosby, and look at the difference between city state's attorneys. Ivan Bates versus Marilyn Mosby. What a huge difference that Ivan Bates has made. So
I can hardly wait for the inauguration.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that.
All right, let me take you back to where we were earlier on this half hour. Over at CNN, you had Scott Jennings basically facing off against the entire panel he was facing, facing this online presence named Lee McGowan, also facing a writer from the Philadelphia Inquirer, a guy named Solomon Jones. And here's where they all got into it.
The military is not supposed to take up arms against American citizens.
Period. They're not. You keep saying that. This is about illegal immigration. You all keep saying American citizens.
Well, how,
about illegal
how do we know whether the people
are
illegal
or
not?
After
they're shot?
We have 1.6
million. We know after they die?
We have 1.6 million people in this country who have already received deportation orders from courts. They are here illegally.
No, it's always back to illegal immigration with people who support Donald Trump. It's always back to illegal immigration. But that's not the only thing that we're talking about here. We're talking about the American people. We're talking about taking up arms against them.
No.
With a military that's supposed to be protecting
This is not right.
Yeah, this is right. It's a fever dream they're having. They're making stuff up out of thin air. There is no indication at all that Donald Trump has ever intended to do that. The only reference he ever made to having any part of the military on the streets was during the riots, during the Summer of Love, where he wanted them there to protect citizens from being hurt. I mean, this is absolute idiocy for these people to walk down this particular path. You got to wonder, what are they smoking? Honest to God.
Again, it's Trump derangement syndrome.
It's severe.
Liberalism is a form of mental illness, and now there's an offshoot to that. There's this TDS, really just, they can't process things logically. So they live in this dream world, as you put it, a fever dream, where they are just so ill, they're so consumed with Orange Man bad that they now are fabricating things. They're not living in a real world.
No, this absolute pure fabrication. And Jennings is there trying to be rational. Again, the guy's, he's not a MAGA guy. He's more conservative than a liberal, but he's by and large a middle-of-the-roader kind of guy. And he's just saying, just get into reality, folks. If you want to criticize him on facts. But you're saying he's going to put the military out there to shoot at American citizens? That's what the guy from the Philadelphia Inquirer said.
Okay with the National Guard on J6, setting up tanks and fencing and offering logistical support. They were okay with that when it was to go after J6ers, but not to go after illegal aliens.
Yeah, it's absolutely bizarre. And again, reinforces something that we may talk about in a greater depth later on during the show, and that is the need for Donald Trump, as long as you mentioned J6, day one. You're done. Yep. Go home, all of you.
All right, the best morning drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page. It's brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Up next, Pete Hegseth digs in and doubles down. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Four teenagers have been arrested in connection with a robbery in Glen Burnie. Anamala County Police say the victim was approached by the armed suspects in the 6600 block of Ritchie Highway at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I'm sorry, that's Tuesday afternoon. They fled toward Ordnance Road in the Great Pontiac. Police found the suspects a short time later. They were arrested. A search of their vehicle turned up several guns, suspected marijuana. Suspects are between the ages of 15 and 18. Baltimore man, who was arrested on 42 counts of animal cruelty, has pled guilty. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says Robert Connolly's plea came after 83 dogs were seized from his Central Park Heights home in May. Connolly has received a 10-year suspended sentence with time served, and he must pay $12,000 to the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter. In addition, Connolly may not have any animals, and he is subject to random visits by animal control to ensure that he is in compliance. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be delivering the oath of office to City Council President Zeke Cohen, and other members of the City Council today. The mayor will also be providing remarks at the inauguration ceremony, which is scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock this morning at the Baltimore War Memorial Building. And Baltimore County has unveiled a sign on the overpass crossing Huntington Boulevard that honors fallen officer Amy Camprio. Police Chief Robert McCullough says it stands as a tribute to her selfless service and her enduring legacy in the community. Officer Camprio, if you recall, was killed in the line of duty May 21st, 2018, as she answered a call about a suspicious vehicle in Perry Hall. When she arrived on the scene, she was struck and killed by a teenager driving a stolen Jeep. Officer Camprio's family joined friends, colleagues, and local officials for that dedication. It's 7:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Next.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. Hi, Frank Luber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
198 was your pick 3 last night. Your pick 4, 4626. And now at 7:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so it looks like the truck fire itself is out. It was a tractor trailer on fire since 6:20 this morning, southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All southbound lanes are still closed. At least the fire is now out, and they've contained that, so that's good news. Now, the southbound side is completely shut down. The northbound side only has the right tunnel open, and that's very slow with that backed up, probably back towards 395. Toll facilities has decided to close off some of these cameras. I don't know why. There's no camera at 395, so we can't tell you that. There's no tunnel camera going into the old Harbor Tunnel. Why? I don't know. I can't explain that. But I know the backups southbound are all the way back into the Beltway, back towards White Marsh Boulevard. There's total gridlock on every road. I just saw Lombard Street and some traffic over on the east side of the city. Pulaski Highway, everything is total gridlock. So be prepared. Not going away anytime soon. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A few snowflakes and raindrops this morning, turning out sunny, breezy today, and temperatures falling into the low 30s this afternoon. And it's a chilly day tomorrow, 38 the high. Saturday only slightly warmer, sunny at 42 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Save more this holiday season by becoming a My Lowe's Rewards member. Don't miss new member deals dropping every week, like $15 off a purchase of $50 or more on select Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs paper products. Join for free today. Subject to terms and conditions, visit Lowe's.com/terms for details, subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
News out of Owings Mills yesterday was the one-game suspension of Ravens receiver Deontay Johnson for conduct detrimental to the team. Johnson acquired from the Panthers at the deadline, refusing to go in against the Eagles after the knee injury to Rashad Bateman. Interesting piece in Sports Illustrated about how the Panthers' offense has somewhat revived since Johnson's departure, and look what he's done in Baltimore. One game tonight in the NFL, the Packers and the Lions in Detroit. College football national signing day yesterday, and Maryland inks 20 commitments for 2025, including quarterback Malik Washington. Out of Archbishop Spalding, head coach Mike Locksley raving about the four-star recruit.
You know, we spent every Sunday for the most part of this season where we'd watch his tape, he'd watch our games, you know, because after every game, when you got a guy like that committed, people would call and say, man, you don't want to go there. They suck. They're not this. And then, you know, he had a chance to watch every play. We didn't hide from what we put on tape.
Washington, the highest rated quarterback recruit ever coming to the University of Maryland. State high school football playoffs got underway tonight. Mervo goes for their second straight 4A, 3A championship. 7 p.m. at Navy Marine Corps Stadium in Annapolis. Mervo and North Point going at it. College basketball last night, Xfinity Center was rocking in College Park.
Gillespie's already hit one, and hits again!
Call on BTN, Jacoby Gillespie was the man. Four threes, 23 points. The transfer point guard from Belmont set the pace, and Baltimore's Derek Queen laid down the hammer. 17 points, 11 rebounds. The Terps cruise past the Buckeyes, 83-59 in their Big Ten opener. Elsewhere in college basketball, seismic shocks. Top two teams in the country were beaten. Number one, Kansas, taken by unranked Creighton, 76-63 in Omaha. Number two, Auburn, beaten by the Dukies, 84-78. Freshman phenom Cooper Flagg with 22 points. High school basketball last night. Spalding beats Mount Carmel 59-50. T.J. Moultrie with 17 for the Cavaliers. Loyola Blakefield gets 35 from Mason Ellison. Six of them in overtime as they beat Pat Clatchy's Mount St. Joe Gales 65-58. Baseball winter meetings get underway this Sunday in Dallas. Question on the minds of Oriole fans. How active will the Birds be under the new ownership of David Rubenstein? Well, Sports Illustrated offered a spending chart of all MLB teams since the COVID year. This is interesting. The O's were dead last under the Angelos family in free agent spending over the last 4 years. Dodgers led the way at $1.59 billion, followed by the Yanks and the Fightin' Phils. The O's were dead last, just $58 million spent in free agency over the last 4 years, below even the Tampa Bay Rays. The time now is 7:37, when we return A Sign of the Times.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take
take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This one's a little off the beaten path, but still, one of the best and most popular places to watch Ravens football and Orioles baseball is closing, and that is Mother's Grill in Federal Hill. Did you guys see this?
Yes, I did see that.
What a story.
Just another sign of the city's failing. There's no renaissance here.
Exactly right.
That's an indicator that things are going in the opposite direction.
27 years, Mother's Federal Hill Grill, and of course they had the purple patio out there where they laid out the artificial turf, for like the green turf in football, and just a great place to watch a game congregating. And of course they had the incident with that guy Callis who assaulted the two Washington Redskins fans.
Still behind bars.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, one of the owners or founders of Mother's was from DeMatha.
That's possible.
I have to look that up again. But I think it was.
Bruce, he's got to get that stag comment in there. Wherever he gets the chance.
I'm waiting for the Redskins drop anytime now.
Look, I'm an unpaid influencer. What can I say?
27 years old. It was a Baltimore icon in Federal Hill.
That's sad. Apparently. Well, the one in the county is still open.
Right. The one in Timonium. And they have one in Anne Arundel County.
Yes.
Arnold. So, okay. Anyway, Fed Hill, not a place to be.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Pete Hegseth is doubling down and digging in, saying, "I've in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, I've faced fire before. I won't back down. I look forward to an honest confirmation hearing, not a press show trial based on anonymous accusations." So he went on the Megyn Kelly Sirius XM show yesterday to talk about the fight for his nomination.
How's it going with Trump right now? Is he so far standing by you, and have you spoken to him?
I spoke to him this morning, Megyn. I mean, he's amazing. He's a fighter. He's been through this himself. And he told me the last thing he said to me, well, two things he said to me when I left his office when he chose me, was, well, besides what he said about being a war fighter, we can get into that, was, you're going to need to be tough as shit. You're going to need to be tough as shit. But he paused again as I was walking away and said, but you're the man for this moment. I chose you because you're the guy that's going to put the warfighters first. We haven't had that. We need a guy that's kicked down doors and understands the consequences of war and why us deterring war, fighting it, and winning it is important. I mean, he gets it. And we can get into the policy of all of that. But ultimately, he reiterated the same thing this morning. Hey, Pete, I got your back. It's a fight. They're coming after you. Get after it.
Yeah, so this report about DeSantis, it may be he has a list of backups in case he is not confirmed.
Right.
But Trump is not abandoning Pete Hegseth. He's going to go all the way to a confirmation vote. He's going to fight this thing tooth and nail. And Hegseth made the point that this is what the voters voted on for Trump to pick his cabinet.
Donald Trump won overwhelmingly. 76 million votes. He's got 53 senators, all of which understand what the American people voted for. They voted for the change that Donald Trump is going to bring. And they knew in the picks that he's made, he's bringing in change agents. If you wanted another general or another admiral or an executive or a CEO or a politician or a lawyer to run the Defense Department, we've tried that before. He said, I want a warfighter. I want lethality, lethality, lethality. I want readiness, accountability, standards, warfighting. Pete, that's you, that's me, clean house of the woke crap. All that stuff, all the climate stuff and the CRT and the DEI and the genderism and the trans, get rid of it. Let's bring the Pentagon back to the people, the people's Pentagon for warfighters. And that's the message he gave to me that I've projected back to senators, and it resonates.
Yeah, it does resonate with it. Every senator he's met with so far has supported him, and he talks about this warfighting ethos. I've often said, when's the last war we won? World War II. And that's because we no longer have that war fighting ethos.
In the Senate today, I had a chance to talk to Leader Thune. You know, our founders are brilliant in this process of advising consent. It's been edifying and a wonderful process to go through and meet with senators and talk to them, especially members of the Senate Armed Services Committee, whose passion is the Defense Department, and our warfighters, to hear what they want to do to make sure that department is properly oriented for the threats of the world and make sure that we're putting the warfighters first. That's what Donald Trump asked me to do. Your job is to bring a warfighting ethos back to the Pentagon. Your job is to make sure that it's lethality, lethality, lethality. Everything else is gone. Everything else that distracts from that shouldn't be happening. That's the message I'm hearing from senators in that advise and consent process. And it's been a wonderful process.
Yeah, and next hour we'll hear, he thinks, Megyn Kelly asked him whether he's being Kavanaugh'd, and we'll get the answer to that in the next hour here on The Morning Drive.
Oh, by the way, we did really good in Grenada as well. Yeah. Not just World War II, we kicked butt in Grenada. Yeah, absolutely. 743.
Not a declared war.
No. 743. Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up in 60 seconds. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410 WCBM 680. First, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I brought to you as a service, Cerberne's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. They've reopened the left tube northbound 95, so that's helping out with that backup. All the four lanes are now open northbound on 95. It was backing up almost back to 395, so that's going to help that out. You'll have a visual as you're coming out of the left tube because the tractor trailer that was on fire is right there as you come out. You can see it. You can see all the flashing lights, and there's still no traffic southbound on 95 going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They haven't done it yet. They let some of the traffic that was caught at the toll plaza between there and the tunnel, they let that traffic go through on the right side of this vehicle fire. But with all this cleanup and everything else that's going on, they're still not letting any traffic southbound. So all of our backups are still there all the way back through the city county line. 95 is backed up past the Beltway, and it's affecting traffic as well coming down from White Marsh Boulevard. The Beltway northeast side is crawling. Some of the traffic is coming down the Beltway towards the Back River Bridge. That would take you down into the area of Eastern Avenue, maybe into the city from there. A couple of other things. Do we have a second?
Yes. Sure.
Okay. If you can get to the Beltway and Bel Air Road, go down the Bel Air Road, pick up Northern Parkway. Northern Parkway will take you straight across the city. A lot of traffic lights, but you go over to the JFX downtown, St. Paul Street, Maryland Avenue. You pick up 395. You get the hell out of here. You went completely around this mess. Okay. Now, if you're in the city and you can work your way off at Moravia Road westbound ultimately becomes Cold Spring Lane. Cold Spring Lane will take you to the JFX. Again, a bunch of traffic light delays. Better than sitting here for an hour or more. Just want to give you that. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And the Weather Channel says we're going to have maybe a weather component to all this morning rush hour. Some snowflakes or flurries expected within the hour. Maybe some light rain possible this morning. And then a little bit later on this afternoon, sunny, windy temperatures dropping into the low 30s. Right now, you can expect some snow in the next hour in Baltimore. 36 right now, windy and cloudy. 39 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner today. We have got two tickets to the 35th Annual East Coast Nationals Custom Car, Truck, and Bike Show this weekend at Timonium Fairgrounds, one of the biggest car shows on the East Coast, featuring over 100 vehicles and vendors, merchandise, live entertainment, cash prizes, lots more. A portion of the proceeds benefit Toys for Tots. And our contestant this morning is John in Glen Arm. Good morning,
hey, John.
Hey,
I'm tag teaming you. It's me and Owen.
Okay.
Combining our efforts today.
All right, combining the efforts, and good luck to you, John and Owen. Here are your stories. Story one, Spanish infants are developing werewolf syndrome due to their parents taking a popular over-the-counter hair loss remedy. Nearly one dozen cases since last year, according to a new report. It's called hypertrichosis, commonly known as werewolf syndrome.
Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Yeah.
Their castle.
So they have apparently the hypertrichosis grown fully, hair across the back, legs, and face, and something that resembling Wookiee from Star Wars. Story two, an undercover investigation by PETA claims to expose animal abuse inside a butterball turkey plant, alleging that workers sexually assaulted the animals before they were slaughtered. The investigator, an investigation remains anonymous. Details, we don't know where the plant is. Instance where workers allegedly did nasty things to the turkeys before they were sent to slaughter. And story number three, Elon Musk has announced he's getting ready to launch his SpaceX hotel. It'll be called Cosmos. And the launch is scheduled for 2028. The galactic tourist destination will have 100 rooms, feature restaurants, theaters, gymnasiums, etc., and will feature spacewalks for tourists. The estimated cost to stay at the hotel, $1 million per night.
Go, Bruce.
Plus travel.
Oh, yeah.
Plus travel expenses.
Oh, yes, but you have to pay travel. I'm sorry, that's out of the question.
Yeah, you're out of it then.
Yeah.
All right, story one.
I'll get a deal for us.
Werewolf babies. Story two. Butterball turkey employees abusing Butterball turkeys. And story three, SpaceX's first space hotel, Cosmos. All right, we'll start with Mr. Chuck.
Mr. Chuck says three, please.
Chuck goes for three. Bruce?
Actually, I think story three might be true. So I'm going to guess Butterball turkey. Number two is fake news.
All right. Kristen?
I don't understand any of these, but I'm going to say three. I would think there's a little more liability in planning to go into that before Elon does it. So three.
Okay. Kristen goes for three, and we've got John and Nolan.
We're gonna take a bite on number two. How about that?
We're taking a bite on number two for John and Owen. Nobody wants for story one. Werewolf babies. Yes, Chuck was one of those. He has to be shaved on a regular basis. Story. It's been a rough morning for Chuck. We should pick on him.
It's all right. I need a little levity right about now.
Yes, you do.
I got a hell of a headache at this point.
Story two is true, unfortunately, for John and Owen. Story three, Hotel Cosmos, is our fake news story today. John and Owen, thanks for listening, playing the game. Wow. Appreciate that.
Bruce loses again.
Yeah.
It's my skill set, Chuck. It's what I do.
I know. That's why they hired you.
It's fascinating, but, you know, the International Space Station is going to be scuttled by 2030.
Right.
And Elon got the contract to do that. It's $849 billion contract.
Ooh.
They're going to be in charge of they're basically going to just let it burn up in the atmosphere, and then it's going to fall into the ocean. But his SpaceX company is in charge of making sure that the International Space Station is destroyed.
Wow.
It's incredible stuff what's going on right now. Of course, he's got the mission to Mars and everything else that's out there. So maybe one of these days, we will have a hotel. Who knows?
Yeah.
And Chuck will have the first barter.
That's right.
Barter room.
Barter deal on it.
I ain't going up in no damn spaceship, I can tell you that.
You don't have to pay a million a night, man. I can get it to you for $750.
I'm staying right here with you guys. I ain't launching nowhere.
Yeah, our days of launching are over.
Yeah. And we're going to go out to launch.
That's exactly. Yes. We'll go out to launch, but that's it. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple of 750, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here's a story for you, folks. Esquire magazine tried to defend Joe Biden's pardoning of Hunter Biden. He got torched, despite what the writer for the Esquire magazine may have thought is bad optics for Joe Biden, who pledged they would never do this. And what they found was they're quoting pardons that never took place. Esquire said, listen, it's not a big deal what Biden did, because after all, George H.W. Bush pardoned Neil Bush. Problem is, that never happened. Yeah, it never happened. Anna Navarro also, by the way, stepped in.
Those are presumptive pardons.
Yes. Yeah, but, yeah, we said that Anna Navarro said Woodrow Wilson pardoned his brother-in-law, Hunter D. Butts.
She got pranked.
She got pranked big time.
She got pranked big time. Hunter D. Butts.
And here he is, traffic and weather on the threes once again, Chuck D. Butts.
Chuck was pardoned under the alias Seymour Heine.
Yes.
And my book, 5 Miles to the Outhouse by I.P. Daly.
Rusty Bedsprings by I.P. Knightley.
That's right. I got a few more, but I can't.
No. Please. No, don't.
You can't go there. Sorry. The south, there would be a good one, too. Southbound I-95 still blocked. The Fort McHenry Tunnel, no traffic at all. Vehicle fire was a tractor-trailer fully involved. No traffic moving on 95 south. All four lanes are open again northbound. So you know what that means. 895 is gridlock. The backup on this is all the way back through Rosedale and impacting 95 as you're coming down from White Marsh Boulevard. Everything on the northeast side is jammed up. Pulaski Highway, Philadelphia Road, Bel Air Road, Lombard Street, Eastern Avenue, all of those are jammed up, and it's taking a long time. But again, if you can work your way across Moravia Road, that becomes Cold Spring. Take it to the JFX, come downtown from there. Same thing on Northern Parkway. It runs parallel to the Beltway. Traffic light delays, but it at least will get you to the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be some precipitation in the next hour or so. Maybe snowflakes, flurries, showers, and or light rain possible this morning. Then sunny, windy, and temperatures that's plummeting into the low 30s, where it's going to be cold for the next couple days. Sunny, breezy, 38 tomorrow, up to 42 on Saturday, rather. Forest Hills, snow for the next hour, 34. And we've got some light rain, 37. In Pasadena. I am reminded by one of our listeners, Jim, who says, don't forget that we won big time in Desert Storm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We certainly did. And the difference is when our politicians don't get in the way.
Yeah.
And when some of our generals who think themselves of politicians don't get in the way, that's when our military is able to exercise lethality. Remember, we had General Schwarzkopf, who was not a politician.
No.
He was a warfighter. That's the reason why Desert Storm went so well. So we want to make sure we credit them as well. Tyreek in Ellicott City.
Morning, Tyreek.
Hi. You were referring to an explanation of these wild liberals who are trying to bring false charges and false explanations for Trump's behavior. And you called it a fever dream?
Yes.
Okay, well, I would like to suggest a different classification. It's called intellectual dishonesty.
Yeah.
It's not that these people can't function. It's that they already have the conclusion, and they're just marshaling facts ineffectively, if you will, to prove their conclusion. I can prove to you that 2 plus 2 equals 17. How can I do that? Well, 2 plus 1 is 16, so 2 plus 2 is 17. That would be an example of intellectual dishonesty. You see that all over in all situations. When the speaker or the writer already has his conclusion and will do anything, even embarrass himself, to marshal information, obviously incorrect, false information, to reach that conclusion. But that's what it is. It's intellectual dishonesty.
It's either false information or insufficient information. Now, they can edit out those pieces of information that don't fit their particular storyline.
It's a predetermined outcome. Yep. They already have the answer. Now they got to just justify how they get there.
Yep.
Sophia in Perry Hall.
Morning, Sophia.
Good morning, and I am ecstatic that President Trump is still backing Pete. He's the right guy, the right time, the right job. He lives and breathes the military, and that's why the brass and the Pentagon are scared to death of him. Woke is going to say goodbye in 2025. And they hate it. Last night, Mark Levin did a fabulous piece endorsing Pete Hegseth and Cash Patel. Because the long knives are coming after them.
I'm just getting some information.
Not want him to succeed.
Yeah, Sophia, I'm just getting information that Steve Friend, who is an FBI whistleblower, is out on X this morning saying that the FBI has opened up a counterintelligence investigation into Cash Patel.
Of course.
They're going to try to block it under those auspices. We got to keep fighting, just like Trump did when he took a bullet to the ear.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. But that's what we're up against.
Well, folks, guess what? It's time for TV.
Hey, Stewie, time for The View.
No, not again!
And here's Whoopi Goldberg.
Let me out of here! I can't watch another second!
Strongly defending Joe Biden's pardon.
He doesn't have to explain to anybody. This is his right as president. He can pardon, if he wants to pardon Bozo the Clown, he can pardon Bozo the Clown! So I'm not sure why people are clutching their pearls while the left is clutching their pearls. Democrats, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. You can't let people tell you you're not taking the moral ground when we take the moral ground all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We fight for migrant rights, women's rights, gay folks' rights, trans rights, and every time we do, suddenly we're being told, oh, you're on the woke agenda. You don't go out and chew up other Democrats. This is a big problem, I feel, as a Democrat.
Yeah, thank you. You tell him, Whoopi.
Yeah. Well, I would say that Bozo the Clown would be a significant upgrade from Hunter Biden.
Yes. Yeah.
Saying.
For example, he was always employed. Doing all this work. Coming up next hour on Talk Radio 680 WCB and the Baltimore Renaissance. Are you living it? We'll talk about it.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. One is 5 years old, the other a six-year-old, two little boys in extremely critical condition this morning after a shooting at a small private school in Palermo in Northern California.
New County Sheriff Corey Honey.
The subject responsible for this shooting targeted this school because of its affiliation with the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Honey said the gunman had no prior connection to the victims. He was dropped off at the tiny Christian school by an Uber driver for what was described as a cordial meeting with an administrator about enrolling a child there. The sheriff says the gunman's body and a handgun were found near playground equipment on school grounds.
That subject was deceased and appears to have a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Audio courtesy KRCR. I'm Jennifer King.
The NYPD hunting for the gunman who killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel yesterday morning. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there was nothing random about it.
Every indication is that this was a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack.
At least one witness says the gunman seemed to lay in wait for Thompson and was headed to the hotel to address an investors' conference. Despite help from its friends, Iran and Russia, Syria's army continues to fall back in the face of a rebel offensive. The Syrian army confirms its withdrawal from the central city of Hama after rebel fighters shattered its defenses. Well, if there's a ceiling for Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency hasn't found it yet. Bitcoin topping the $100,000 per coin mark. Its post-election rally rolls on. Investors expect the incoming Trump administration to be more crypto-friendly, taking a lighter regulatory approach. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 7 points, NASDAQ futures off 9, and the S&P futures 2 points lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, heat holders original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, making heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Heatholders.com.
803 right now at Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And of course, the big story this morning, the closure of the Fort McHenry tunnels southbound. Tractor trailer 615, 620 this morning caught fire southbound right before the left tunnel. At one point was fully involved. Fire department is still there. They've extinguished the fire, but the thing is a total wreck, and there's probably some damage to the roadway. The overhead signage was probably hit by the fire as well, so the cleanup is still there. No change, no traffic going through the Fort McHenry tunnel. The northbound traffic is open as you're coming out of the tunnel, and there's no big problem there right now. But all the backup now is all the way back through Rosedale. It's actually affecting traffic coming south from White Marsh Boulevard. The whole northeast side of the city and into Baltimore County is in gridlock right now because of this particular problem, and all those surface streets away from 95 are just crawling through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A few snowflakes and raindrops this morning, turning out sunny, breezy today, and temperatures falling into the low 30s this afternoon. And it's a chilly day tomorrow, 38 the high, Saturday only slightly warmer, sunny at 42 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not a great morning outside, a little bit of snow in Pikesville at 36 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 42. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Wintry weather could affect the morning commute across Baltimore and the metro area, and of course throughout the day. Rain or snow showers expected early this morning. Wind advisory in place for most of the state. Yeah, it is windy outside. Roadways expected to be wet for the most part. There could be slick spots in some of the colder areas north and west of Baltimore. Man found dead at the scene of a fire at a Baltimore homeless camp on Wednesday. City fire crews called to the 200 block of Landwehr Lane about 4:30 p.m. Victim was found dead with fire-related injuries. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Four teens have been arrested in connection with a robbery in Glen Burnie. Anne Arundel County Police say the victim was approached by armed suspects in the 6600 block of Ritchie Highway at about 4 in the afternoon. They fled toward Ordnance Road. Police found the suspects a short time later, and they were arrested. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number from last night, 198. Your pick 4, 4626. And next, it's Starring on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, let's take you back about 4 weeks. Comments from Ravens receiver Diontae Johnson just a few days after being acquired from the Panthers at the trade deadline.
I mean, you know, they're working me in there slowly. But, you know, I just go out there, you know, whenever they call my number, going to do my thing, you know.
Whenever they call my number, going to do my thing. Well, apparently that wasn't the case Sunday against the Eagles. Johnson refused to go into the game, and yesterday the Ravens suspended him for the upcoming game against the Giants. conduct detrimental to the team. Johnson in four games with Baltimore, five targets, one catch, 6 yards. College football signing day yesterday, and Maryland got their man, 20 of them actually. And the big catch was quarterback Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding, the highest rated quarterback recruit in Maryland's history. Head coach Mike Loxley on Washington.
He is one of those guys that can transcend. I mean, it'd be like, I'm a big music guy, so he's a guy that could be a hip-hop artist, a R&B singer, a country singer. He can maybe even be one of those, folk song singers. I mean, he's just Hootie and the Blowfish. This guy, you can't put him in a box.
Let's hope he can play some football, too. Maryland basketball, big last night over Ohio State, 83-59. The final, Jacoby Gillespie with 23, Derek Queen, 17 and 11 boards. And finally, this one is for you, Sean Casey. Dave Rather, owner of Mother's Grill, closing now in Federal Hill, the Matha Stag, class of 86. And coming up at 8:35, replacing Corbin Burns. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number three. Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, join the debate and discussion, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories this hour, more from Pete Hegseth and on the Megyn Kelly Sirius XM podcast.
Do you think you're being Kavanaugh'd right now?
I had a member not 45 minutes ago look me in the eye in private, just he and I, and say that's what they're trying to do to you.
Stephen Miller, now working for Donald Trump full-time, says, hey, Mexico, remember something. We have a border.
President Trump expects Mexico to fulfill its obligation that they've made to prevent the entry of any and all caravans into the United States or face the stiff financial repercussions that President Trump has outlined.
But the other day, during his second term inauguration, Mayor Brandon Scott, there was a big sign in back of him as he delivered his speech, Experience the Renaissance. That was the theme. It was on all the programs that were handed out at the inauguration. And then there was this proclamation by the mayor.
That Baltimore truly is the greatest city in the world.
Okay.
Now, it's an opinion. Yeah. And he's the mayor of Baltimore. And look, there's a lot of things to love about Baltimore. I think it is a great city. It has the potential to be the greatest city. I don't think it is going through a renaissance right now, nor do I think it's the greatest city based on a number of issues, including the ongoing crime.
Yeah. Crime, streets, schools.
Yeah. And David Williams of Maryland Taxpayers Association says we're not quite there yet.
Looking at the fiscal landscape of Baltimore City, it is not a renaissance city at this point.
No, it's not, and the reality is far from that.
15,000 vacant buildings and firefighters and public safety people putting their lives at risk when they're going to these buildings, you cannot call yourself a renaissance city.
No, you can't.
Well, you can, but you wouldn't be accurate, as we're seeing with Mayor Scott. And the bottom line here is why? Why is that? Well, one of the reasons is because of the education system.
You can't have a renaissance city where you have an education system that is failing.
Yeah, we've had Chris Papps on here, Project Baltimore. We have plagued by ghost students, chronic absenteeism, social promotion, people just not showing up at all. School, many of these schools should be shuttered completely, and yet we gave Santelisa's rather an extension for another year.
Oh, yeah, because she's done such a swell job.
Kind of goes along with promoting kids that aren't passing their, mm-hmm. Their curriculum, social promotion. But at the end of the day, it's still a crime problem, no matter what Mayor Scott is claiming.
And if you truly want to be a Renaissance city, that is the first thing you have to address. You have to address the crime rate.
And the crime rate, of course, according to Mayor Scott, is the murder rate is down, non-fatal shootings are down, but he's ignoring the explosion in carjackings, the epidemic of juvenile crime, the fact that Safe Streets was currently under investigation by the FBI. They had Black Gorilla Family in the past plant drugs and guns and so on and so forth. It's so bad. There was a release that went out by LifeBridge yesterday calling I-95 the Iron Pipeline, running right through Baltimore and around Baltimore. That's where they trafficking and all these illegal guns. So there's still a perception of a major crime problem. We've got the DPW issues with infrastructure. So we can say that we're experiencing the Renaissance, but I don't think that's accurate.
If you look geographically, we are in the perfect spot in this country. The perfect spot. As far as weather goes, as far as the possibility of ocean, lake, mountains, travel to interesting places, and we are just abusing that, which is truly unfortunate.
Yeah, more of that coming up in just a second. And the question to you, do you believe Baltimore is experiencing a renaissance, and is it the greatest city in the world?
Right. Yeah, fair question. 813 right now. Here he is, our very own Renaissance man, meaning that he can actually spell Renaissance, which is something I have trouble with. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I was a painter once.
Yeah, were you really?
And I got out of it. I used to say, well, easel come, easel go.
Anything else I can do to help you with these
setups?
That's
all.
That's fine. That's good. That's good.
Whatever this is goes away soon.
That's good.
Unbelievable. It's raining a little bit now. Raining on the JFX. Raining northwest side of the Beltway. So it's not snowing, but it's raining. Roadway conditions are wet. So let's go back to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Has been closed since this tractor trailer caught fire at 6:20 this morning. So now we're going on 2 hours that no traffic has moved into the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. So I went over again just to look. If you can get over to the JFX, it's okay. It's raining, but it's all right. Northern Parkway, Cold Spring Lane, eventually come down on the JFX, Maryland Avenue, St. Paul Street. You work your way through downtown. You pick up 395 at Camden Yards. You are south of all of this, and you're long gone while everybody sits in the backup. And in some cases, I think some of this backup now could be an hour and a half as you're coming south from White Marsh Boulevard and down through there. This is going to be a major cleanup, and I'm talking about hours, not minutes, at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And add to that now some rain and now some wind. We've been talking about that early this morning. Wind advisories on the bridges now locally in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a kind of a wet start to the day today. We've got some snowflakes, snow showers, maybe even a few flurries and or rain, depending upon where that freezing temperature line goes throughout the area this morning. And then a little bit later on, sunny, windy, dries out. Temperatures drop into the low 30s. As a cold front moves through, sunny, breezy, and 38 tomorrow, sunny and 42 on Saturday. Right now, snow in the area, 34 in Bel Air. It's windy and 36 in Glen Burnie. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, it's 8:15 in the morning on this Thursday morning. Once again, it is time for us to head to the Big Top. Yeah, we got to go find out which crazies are there today, folks. Which clowns have arrived. So please enter the Big Top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a guy where typically you say, don't stand between Chuck Schumer and a microphone. You'll get injured because he's in such a hurry to get there to say something important and profound. Or something like this.
Question.
Yes.
Do you agree with some of your Democratic colleagues who say that President Biden's pardon of Hunter Biden was wrong or unwise? It's personal interest ahead of duty?
I got nothing for you on that.
Can I follow up on that? Are you concerned with the lack of transparency, lack of honesty around Biden's decision to pardon?
As I said, I got nothing for you on that.
Can I follow up on that, too?
Nope.
I'm that pardoning anyone on the way out of office, family members, that support president.
Thank you. I've got nothing for you on that.
That's Chuck Schumer. From what I understand, he's got nothing for us on that. Thanks, Chuck, for filling us in. I wish you could retrain your mind to say just those comments whenever anybody asks you any question whatsoever. But right now, get yourself out of here.
8:17, 17 minutes after. There's an article in the Baltimore Banner yesterday in which the Baltimore County is spending $4.5 million of our tax money, if you live in the county, to avoid paying minimum wage to inmates. Hey, just look at the money here that is being expended.
Run that by me again.
Yeah, okay, so in 2021, inmates at the Baltimore County Detention Center who participated in a voluntary work program sorting recycling sued the county in federal court, arguing that they were employees entitled to a minimum wage. The federal minimum wage is $7.25 per hour. The county quickly hired outside counsel, but the first contract was not to exceed $450,000.
Okay.
Now we have government creep starts, you know, starts to manifest itself. A second legal contract went to $1.2 million. The third added $50,000. By the way, Izzy Patoka on the county council voted for all this stuff. Now that it's reached $4.6 million, now all of a sudden it's getting their attention. And this is what happens.
$4.6 million from $450,000.
Exactly. And again, this was a voluntary. You would think that, does the Baltimore County Executive and the or County Council, don't they have legal representation that work for the taxpayer? Why do we have to go to outside counsel to do this? You'd think this pretty much would be a slam dunk case, right? You volunteered for the program. You knew it was a voluntary program. Did they get them to sign off on something? But now they're arguing that, oh, no, we should be paid. Just like regular everyday employees, we should get minimum wage.
Well, this is exactly Chuck Whitaker's argument.
Yeah. Yes. Except he's not behind bars. Not yet, anyway. But this is why the taxpayer, we just get fleeced. Every single time. We do not have responsible leadership at the county executive level, at the county council level. And now I'm wondering if any of these, but, and I'm not going to name the law firms because, frankly, I don't want to get sued. But I'm just wondering if any of them have cronies and buddies that have contributed to their campaigns. Yeah, we know how this works, Bruce.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's Baltimore County, and we have a history going back to Spiro Agnew of unusual things happening at the county executive level and others. But don't worry. There's a whole new county executive on the way.
Now, maybe we don't. Yeah, well, we'll see. It's an interim one at that. And some of the names are okay. Some of the names are like, are you kidding me? Where's their experience in running anything, let alone a county government?
And one of the things, by the way, about that job, just as a side note, I mean, off topic, but if you take that job, you cannot run for county exec. You can't, I mean, if you have the job and you're doing pretty good at it, you think, you know what, I don't mind doing this. I think I'll try to do this for a living. And you cannot run for county exec following your temporary status.
So why would anybody want
the temporary?
Hey, 20 minutes after the hour, joining us once again is the man with all the answers about reverse mortgages, Mark McVeary, another DeMatha guy.
Yeah.
And DeMatha guys are really fighting foremost here today.
All over the place.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, so why do people come to you to do a reverse mortgage?
I mean, I find that people come to me because, like, life happens and time flies. I mean, and what I mean by that is, you know, most of my clients spent most of their lives taking care of other people financially. I mean, we all have kids with tuition, weddings, and the list goes on. And they've gotten older, and they're looking at their life at this point. They're saying, man, I didn't think I'd have this much debt at this point. And so they're looking at a way to kind of relieve themselves of that debt. But I still think a lot of people don't move on the loan because they're worried about the kids and so forth. But, you know, you come to a point where you got to take care of yourself. And, I mean, trust me, I have kids. I'll do anything for them. But just like, you know, all of us, you have to learn how to make your own way. So, you know, what I try to tell a lot of people that call me is, like, don't feel guilty about using some of your house value. Like I always told my dad, who was a retired policeman, when he got older, is like, use your money and take care of yourself, you know. You know, you've done enough for us over the years, because what's going to happen, Dad, when you're no longer here is we're going to sell the house, We're going to split up the proceeds, and we're going to be fine. Everybody lives somewhere else. We're not going to keep your house. But I do see that it's just, you know, time flies, and people got to a point, they're like, wow, you know, I've been taking care of everybody else, and I still have all this stuff, and I need to do something about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. No, look, you've been doing this a long, long time, and I'm sure you've seen a couple situations that are frustrating to you. So, you know, what really does frustrate you in doing some of these reverse mortgages?
Well, I think it's not as much as the process itself. I love it when I'm able to help somebody. But the one thing that frustrates me is when people wait too long to give me a call. You know, I hate telling any of our listeners no. I mean, I've just seen so many people that miss the opportunity to stay in their home because they waited too late. I mean, maybe they didn't realize the reverse mortgage could help, or they hesitated because of some of the misconceptions. But you know, my advice is give me a call if you're considering it at all. You're beginning to struggle a little bit because the reverse mortgage might help, but it might not. But know what your options are. And, you know, I always offer that to everybody because I had one call not too long ago where a year ago he could have done it, and then he waited a year, and now I can't help him anymore.
Yeah, good point. And what are some of the benefits that someone might get out of doing a reverse mortgage?
I mean, at the end of the day, I think the biggest benefit is flexibility. I mean, you get to borrow tax-free money. You don't have to make monthly payments, but like we talk about all the time, you can pay something if you want. I mean, bottom line, it gives you the extra money to stay in the house you love without stressing all the time.
All right, so how do our listeners get in touch with you, Mark?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right, great. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. That's Mark McVeary. He's got all the answers to your reverse mortgage questions.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Some progress, underline the word some. Yeah. The right tube is now open southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And as they come out of the plaza, they get to the right side to go past the scene. They're looking at this thing that was a full-size tractor trailer that's sitting there burned out, completely burned out, and now they have a piece of equipment there raking out all whatever was in there. It has been burned completely up. They're raking it out onto the street and then hosing it down again just to make sure it's not on fire. But at least the right tube is open. Not a big dent in the traffic back up at all. We're still backed up all the way back through Rosedale, back through the Beltway, and everything on the northeast side, including 895 Lombard Street, Eastern Avenue, Pulaski Highway. All of those roadways are just clogged up everywhere. So again, we're suggesting if you can, Cold Spring Lane, Northern Parkway, work your way to the JFX and get around it. But at least the right tube is open. If you're just sitting there at O'Donnell Street, you can make some traffic now into the right tunnel, but it's still, I mean, when they come by there, they're going about 3-4 miles an hour looking at it. So now it's a visual delay, but at least traffic is moving. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, yeah, we still have a chance of some precipitation, some of it of the wintry type, frozen stuff, but no accumulations possible this morning. Then turns out sunny, windy, and temperatures will drop into the low 30s by this afternoon. Right now it's windy and 33 in Columbia, and temperatures up in Baltimore City, so we're expecting some light rain in the next hour, 35. We have a couple emails here, and this is from John. He says, Baltimore has a rude awakening coming. They're not being honest with citizens. Severe staffing shortages with the police department, fire department will result in severe cuts. Mm-hmm. The federal dollars are drying up, and you can bet your bottom dollar that Trump will cut funds to Baltimore if they don't comply with immigration laws. It's going to get ugly as the ARPA funds dry up. And that is from our buddy firefighter John. He's spot on with that. And elsewhere, we have one of our listeners, Patricia. She says, why are we paying inmates when there are so many homeless people that can't find work? That's why they're homeless. I think we should bring back the chain gang. Don't let them get a cushy prison cell with three meals a day. Make them work for it. That's why we don't have to pay for road work. Well, I remember this because we used to ask this question all the time, Bruce, and now we find out that, again, they used to have inmates, you know, picking up trash on the highways.
Right, right.
And then I think some, if I remember the story correctly, I think some state agency or union sued because you were taking jobs from state employees. Okay? And then they had to stop the inmates picking up trash on the roadway, and state employees were doing so. Now, my question for Baltimore County is, do we not have enough employees at the to help with the recycling program? So what are we paying people in the recycling program to do if they're not helping to sort the recycling
right,
items?
Right.
And that we need to go to the inmates. And then, of course, we have the voluntary. Now they're saying they should be paid minimum wage. We're paying big law firms nearly $5 million to litigate this. This is government stupidity at its worst.
Yeah, it seems to me one of the things that struck me right away about this is at that very moment that they say we should be paid for doing this. Guess what? Program just ended.
Yeah,
we're done here.
Exactly.
We're not going to continue to argue about whether we pay you while you continue to rack up hours for which we may pay you. We're done.
Do we incarcerate people today so they can go make money?
No, not typically.
Where's the punishment in that? The punishment, because I'm not saying you have to go out and break rocks like they used to do in the
hot sun?
Cool Hand Luke days.
What we have here, though, Sean, really is a failure to communicate.
Right. Knew that was coming. But it should be some level of punishment. It should be some hard labor. Yep. Okay, and if you behave yourself in jail, then we can give you some incentive. We can give you a reward. We can give you, an extra smoke or something. You get one cigarette a month if you never... Just saying. But somebody is making money off this, folks, and it's not the inmates.
Nope.
Somebody's making big bucks in Baltimore County. 4.5 million. And the county council, which, by the way, is expanding. So we're getting more of this nonsense. That's why we got to send Delegate Nino Mangione to the Baltimore County Council to stop the madness.
Stop it. Stop the madness.
Yeah.
Who is that woman who used to do that?
Get some fiscal responsibility.
The exercise lady on TV. What was her name?
Jane Fonda?
No. There's a lady, she stopped the madness. Wasn't that what she said all the time? I can't remember. Some exercise lady, she almost yelled at you on the TV. Which made me feel very married, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go to Mark in Middle River.
Mark, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got something to say. Years and years ago, I'm going back many years, I used to work for Baltimore City. And I remember all the slogans and everything. But my favorite one is Baltimore City, the city that breeds, bleeds, and still can't read. And that's true today.
Yep. Yeah, bingo. You're right on the mark there, 100%. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
Actually, I proposed a new one. Baltimore, come back. We weren't shooting at you.
Deck the Hall sale right now. Rescue Natural Supplements up to 78% off your favorite Rescue Nutraceuticals. These are all natural supplements with no side effects. We always say consult your doctor, but again, whether it's weight loss, you're not getting enough sleep, you want the omega-3 supplementation, you want to reduce triglycerides, cholesterol, perhaps you want to lead a more heart-healthy life, help to regulate your blood pressure. We've got over 50 different supplements out there for men and women. And right now, they're all marked down during the Deck the Hall sale, up to 78% off at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. All prices that you see have already been marked down. You do not need a coupon code to take advantage of this Deck the Hall sale. All you have to do is give them a call, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines will be brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today. 410-356-7799 or send a message online, cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. Four teens have been arrested in connection with a robbery in Glen Burnie. Anarola County Police say the victim was approached by the armed suspects in the 6600 block of Ritchie Highway at about 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. They fled toward Ordnance Road in a gray Pontiac. Police found the suspects a short time later and they were arrested. Suspects age between 15 and 18. Legislation to rename a Baltimore post office in honor of late Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings has passed in the full House of Delegates. Maryland's 7th District Rep. Quasium Fume sponsored the bill that would change the name of the Carroll Station post office on South Loudoun to the United States Representative Elijah E. Cummings post office building. Measure now heads to the Senate, where companion legislation has been introduced by Maryland Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen. A Baltimore man who was arrested on 42 counts of animal cruelty has pled guilty. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says Robert Connolly's plea came after 83 dogs were seized from a Central Park Heights home in May. Connolly has received a 10-year suspended sentence with time served, and he must pay $12,000 to the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Center. In addition, Connolly may not have any animals, and he is subject to random searches by animal control to ensure that he is in compliance. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be delivering the oath of office to City Council President-elect Zeke Cohen and other members of the City Council today. Mayor will also be providing remarks at the inauguration ceremony that is scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock this morning at the Baltimore War Memorial Building. It's 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes is next.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again. Thank you, Transcribed Voice. Pick 3, lottery number 198, your pick 4, 4626. And now, 833, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
I thought it was AI.
Yes, that's right.
Sounded like it. There's no change. Right tube is open again at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The tractor trailer, looking at it here live, is still there, burned out completely from the vehicle fire that happened at 6:20 this morning. And the left tube is still closed southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we're still looking at a major backup for the traffic trying to come through the city on 95. But at least now the right tube is open. All four lanes northbound are clear. 895, as you know, is taking all the overflow. And that's just been solid from the city-county line going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. The ramifications after that is we had backups on 95 that went through Rosedale, went even beyond the Beltway. So a lot of slow traffic on the Beltway. Some of the traffic took the Beltway down through Chesico Avenue, down through Eastern Boulevard. There's a lot of slow traffic over on the east side and the northeast side of the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A few snowflakes and raindrops this morning, turning out sunny, breezy today, and temperatures falling into the low 30s this afternoon. And it's a chilly day tomorrow, 38 the high. Saturday only slightly warmer, sunny at 42 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays, from custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers. In-store only. Offer ends 12/28. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Let's dust off the archives and take you all the way back to October 30th, day one of Deontay Johnson's tenure in Baltimore. First interview, Ravens locker room.
Just trying to get in my playbook and study what I can, what they want me to learn. You know, just, like I said, take it one day at a time. And I'm excited to be here.
Excited to be here, but apparently not this past Sunday. Yesterday, the Ravens announcing a one-game suspension for Johnson, conduct detrimental to the team for refusing to go in against the Eagles. Four games in Baltimore for Johnson, one catch, 6 yards. Should be a good one tonight in the NFL. The Packers are at the Lions. Detroit, 11-1 for the first time in franchise history, and they are on a 10-game winning streak. College football signing day yesterday. Maryland inks 20 recruits for 2025, including their number one target, quarterback Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding, head coach Mike Locksley.
The sky is the limit for his talent level. You know, he expects to come in the mailroom and work his way up. He doesn't want it any other way.
Washington led Archbishop Spalding to back-to-back MIAA championships just a couple of years after they were mediocre in the league. Meanwhile, on the hardwood yesterday in College Park, great night for the Terrapins.
And back to Derek Queen, going to work on Parks. Goes to the hook shot in the lane, and the touch is there.
He showed off the total package tonight.
Total package, he is the man-child out of St. Francis High School, 17 points, 11 rebounds. Jacoby Gillespie with 4 three-pointers last night, 23 points. Maryland over Ohio State, 83-59. Local college basketball, Coppin falls to Wagner, 65-52. Morgan State big over Cheney, 124-57. NBA last night, embarrassing defeat for the Lakers by 41 to the Heat, 134-93. Baseball news, winter meetings begin this Sunday and the free agent market heating up. CBS Sports reporting the Orioles have serious interest in Nathan Eovaldi, 34 years old, spent the last 2 years with the Rangers, was an all-star in 23, also made plenty of big pitches as the Rangers went to the World Series and won the title in 2023. And on that note, the LA Dodgers have inaugurated the $1 billion club, as in deferred money owed to their players. Contracts for Blake Snell and Tommy Edman increased the Dodgers' obligations for deferred payments in the future. To listen to this, this is deferred. $1,006,500,000 owed to seven players from 2028 to 2046. The largest portion of that, of course, belongs to Shohei, $680 million in deferred money to Shohei Ohtani. Time now is 8:37. When we return, a happy 70th birthday to an Oriole great.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
But before we light the candles for the Oriole great, let's just do the Friday football pick'em one day early. One game, tonight's game. This is the competition that we have where Grumble Grumble Bruce is in the lead now. Packers and Lions tonight from Detroit. Sean, what do you think?
I'm still wrapping my head around the fact that the Lions are 10-1. I mean, but they are a really, really good football team.
They're the Super Bowl favorite right now.
They are, and I see why now. They are balanced. They got great offense, great defense, good special teams, good coaching. They got a quarterback, running game.
Everything.
I'm going Lions at home.
This, by the way, is without Aiden Hutchinson, who's out for the year.
Yeah.
Yep. Bruce?
Fort Pontchartrain du Detroit. Detroit.
What?
Yeah, that's the original name.
I took French in high school, by the way. I had no idea what you just said.
Did you give it back?
No idea. Okay, yeah, I did give it back. All right, I'm going Lions, too. All right, happy 70th birthday today with to one half of the greatest platoon in Oriole history. Talking about old number 35, Gary Renicky, born on this day, December 5, 1956. Renicky, acquired by the O's from the Expos in 78, made $21,000 his first year as an Oriole. He, John Lowenstein, combined for 35 homers, 98 runs batted in as the Oriole platoon in left field in 1979.
Happy birthday to Gary.
You got it.
Fond memories of Brother Lowe.
Brother Lowe. As a broadcaster and a player.
Yes. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Yep. It's 8:39, 21 before the hour. Kirk is in Trap on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Kirk.
Morning, Kirk.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I had a comment on the inmates trying to get the minimum wage. If we do that, why don't we just charge them like $1,200 a month for a room and board?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we're going to pay you. Then, yeah, guess what? Yeah, you're going to have the basic food, which is oatmeal. Anything else costs more.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Give them the money, but just charge them. And then when they pay, they can't pay it, then evict them and put them off the work release.
Yeah, that would end fairly quickly, I would imagine.
I would think so.
Kirk, thanks so much for the suggestion. Great idea.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, there is still, of course, continuing talk about what Donald Trump is going to do with all those illegal aliens come January 20th. Stephen Miller says, well, it's going to go pretty quickly, actually.
President Trump expects Mexico to fulfill its obligation that they've made to prevent the entry of any and all caravans into the United States or face the stiff financial repercussions that President Trump has outlined, including the 25% tariff.
No, when you say this and people say, oh, I hate tariffs. Well, the impact of telling Mexico either you behave properly or we're going to slap a tariff on you is Mexico is now becoming much more inclined to behave itself.
It is President Trump's insistence and expectation that the United States of America will be protected from the continued invasion along our southern border, that Mexico will live up to its international obligations to stop human trafficking, human smuggling, and the threats crossing our border.
Now, what he says, by the way, for those people in Mexico who have not been paying attention, guys, guess what?
a change is a-coming.
Everything in the world is going to change on January 20th because the President of the United States is going to use every single legal, diplomatic, and financial tool to halt the entry of all illegal aliens into this country. There will be no benefits, there will be no entry, there will be no asylum, there will be no admission. You may be prosecuted, you will certainly be arrested, and you will absolutely be deported.
Period. End of sentence, end of paragraph, next short story, please. That's Stephen Miller speaking for Donald Trump. All right, now, while that's happening on our border, over in Europe, Sean, I'm fascinated by this because there was a new government in France that didn't last very long. As of yesterday, it was gone.
La majorité requise étant atteinte, la première motion de censure est adoptée. Et il n'y a pas lieu de mettre au voie la seconde motion.
Okay, and there you have it. No, you probably don't. For those people who don't speak, you know, French fluently, which I do not, I got a translation for you.
We have no rights.
No.
We have no say.
No.
We have no dignity.
No.
We are so poor. We do not even have a language. Just a stupid accent.
She's right. She's right. We all talk like Maurice Chevalier.
Wow. Yeah, that's and, you know, Trump's going over there too for the the reopening of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And Macron, Barnier already submitted, he's out. So we'll see what happens there. All right, still to come, Hegseth weighing in on being Kavanaugh'd. And believe it or not, is Baltimore County now Baltimore City North? When do you hear the number of juvenile arrests in the county for the month?
And, of course, good news time.
Yeah.
That's next time. Yeah. 8:43 right now. It's Shakritaka.
Suddenly it reminded me of Mike Tyson going, I ain't got no money. I ain't got no Tifas. That's what it all sounds like when they talk to me. I don't know. And, of course, the Stooges say, he's talking pig Latin. What do I know? You know. Fort McHenry Tunnel, left tube still closed, southbound, no change there, right tube is open. The damage was done when this tractor trailer caught fire at 6:20 this morning, and they're still hauling the stuff out of the trailer, which caught fire, scraping it out onto the road, putting it on trucks, and then hauling it away. I mean, everything was completely burned up, and then they have to deal with the carcass that's left over. So it's going to be a while, and all this backup is still there, all the way back through the city-county line, through Rosedale, and back to the Beltway, all the surface streets in East Baltimore, Eastern Avenue, Lombard Street, Fayette Street, Pulaski Highway, all of that is still backed up. The Beltway took a lot of that traffic as well, and that's still backed up from Rosedale all the way over into Towson. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM weather channel forecast. Yep, it's going to be a little dicey here this morning with some precipitation. Could be some snow flurries and or light rain, depending on temperature, and that'll eventually dry out to be sunny, windy, and temperatures are going to drop into the low 30s later on this afternoon. Some light rain the next hour, 35 in Dundalk, and it is 39 with some light rain in Stevensville. And right now it's time to get some of our feel-good news.
I need some good.
Well, a doctor in Wisconsin who beat cancer is running, listen to this, 7 marathons in 7 days on all 7 continents. The first one is in Antarctica, January 31st. He's doing it to raise money for cancer research, but also to inspire folks. Here's Dr. T. Clark Gamblin talking about the challenge ahead of him.
The World Marathon Challenge is an organized effort for interested runners to try to run 7 marathons in 7 consecutive days on each of the 7 continents. This type of an endeavor, you know, it is a risk. It is a reach for me, and I want to inspire other people to say, hey, you can do far more than you perhaps think you can.
Think about that. But I can't run 1 marathon in 1 day on 1 continent.
Yeah.
Imagine 7 across the board.
26.2 miles, I think, is
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I could do it probably in 26 days.
Yeah. You probably could.
Yeah.
But that's consecutively.
Yeah. How do you, I mean, for me, even technically, how do you get from one continent to another quickly enough to be ready to run another marathon? Yeah,
private jet, I guess. If that's we don't have all the details, yeah. But it is a
what a challenge.
It is a great challenge, no doubt. Speaking of challenges, Megyn Kelly on our SiriusXM podcast with Secretary of Defense nominee Pete Hegseth asked him the $64,000 question about, is he getting the Brett Kavanaugh treatment?
Do you think you're being Kavanaugh'd right now?
I had a member not 45 minutes ago look me in the eye in private, just he and I, and say, that's what they're trying to do to you. That's what they're trying to do to you. That's their playbook. Get ready for more. And they're going to make it up, just like they have so far. All anonymous, all innuendo, all rumor, nothing sourced, no verification, and they're just going to keep doing it because you're a threat to them. You're a threat to their system. You're a threat to all the things in Washington, D.C., the swamp, the things that people have rejected. You're a threat to that. And so they're coming after you. And I know that. He knows that. And when you stand firm on that, it's not difficult to just continue to fight.
Hegseth is being smeared by anonymous sources regarding womanizing financial management of a couple of veteran groups that he was involved with. And finally, the drinking issue, which Megyn Kelly asked him about.
I've never had a drinking problem. No one's ever approached me and said, oh, you should really look at getting help for a drink. Never. No, I've never sought counseling, never sought help. I respect and appreciate people who do. But, you know, what do guys do when they come back from war oftentimes? Have some beers. You know, how do you deal with the demons you see on the battlefield? Sometimes it's with a bottle. Unfortunately, tragically, for too many guys, it's with the bottle, and then it's depression, and even worse, suicide. I mean, we've got an epidemic of that in our country. Thank God, by the grace of God, I found my chapters of purpose that pulled me out of that. I found, in many ways, I found two things, my two J's. My Jenny, my wife Jennifer, changed my life, saved me. There's just no doubt about it. And my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And without those two J's, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. But with those two J's, like my mom said this morning, and I didn't get a chance to see all of it, but God bless my mom, I'm a very different person than I was 10 years ago, than I was 15 years ago. But I'm also the right guy to be in the Pentagon to understand what our young water fighters are going through. What we send them to do, what we ask them to do, tour after tour after tour after tour. Are we equipping them properly? Are they mentally prepared? Are we helping them on the way back? How are they transitioning? Were they used properly? I can speak to that because I've lived it. Not from a general's perspective, not from an air-conditioned office in Washington, D.C., or from a think tank. From dusty boots and pulling triggers with bullets whizzing by, and you're wondering whether you're ever coming home.
Yeah, that's pretty compelling.
It's very compelling.
Yeah, that's pretty compelling.
And look, we've all been there. You know, we've all, like, especially people that have been at war. You know, again, and you see it all the time. You know, you blow off a steam with a couple of beers. He's never had a drinking problem. You have these anonymous sources, disgruntled employees, whatever, at Fox, that are smearing him. And that's what they do now. He's being Kavanaugh'd. He's being smeared. So I say, unfortunately, one of those smearing him right now is Senator Joni Ernst. According to the Federalist, she wants the job. So she's a veteran. She is now smearing Hegseth. And she's made a call, allegedly, to President-elect Trump, saying, dump Hegseth and put me in instead. So, again, you get a lot of these veterans who end up being politicians who have blind ambition. They want the medals on their chest, or they want promotions up the rank, or they want to be in the Trump cabin for some strange reason. But Pete Hegseth, I think, is the guy, and he's going to go to a confirmation vote.
Well, if the story in the Federalist is true, she has basically said, "I will never have that job." If that's the way she thinks by pursuing it will work for her, she'll never have the job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that straightforward. If you have a guy you want to hire you, and he seems to be happy enough with the guy he's nominated for a new job, and you say, oh, no, I'm going to slime him so I can get a new job, that's not real encouraging.
No, and of course, as we know, Trump is very, very loyal to his nominees. It's 8:50. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. Don't forget, the best of which is right here each and every day, WCBM.com, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask them to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at Pro Status, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call Pro Status Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim Klasick is in the house. Right now, though, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so plan accordingly through the rest of the morning and probably till even noontime with the cleanup on this tractor trailer that was on fire in the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Wasn't actually in the tunnel, but right before that. And they're still offloading some of the material. Once they get that done, they have to get the carcass out of there and do all of that. So right now, being close to 9, thinking probably another hour or two at least, and the left tube is closed, the right tube is open. Big delays and still a lot of slow traffic as you're coming down through the city-county line, through Rosedale, and the whole northeast side of the city, because it started at 620 this morning, is in total gridlock. I mean, if you're on Fayette Street, Pulaski Highway, Lombard Street, Eastern Avenue, you see it, you know it, you're in it, and you really don't have much choice. 895 is the only way under the tunnel right now at the old Harbor Tunnel that has all the lanes open. They're right there, of course. 895 only has two southbound lanes. New wreck just came in. They're saying it's a rescue, and I believe they said 8400 Old Hartford Road, of course, in Baltimore County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says we still could have a few snowflakes, snow flurries, and or showers, plus maybe some light rain depending upon the temperature. And then a little bit later on today, sunny, windy, and temperatures dropping into the low 30s. Right now it's windy, 32 in Ellicott City, and it is also windy and 35 in Dundalk at this point. Coming up at the top of the hour, Kim Klasick live. Kim will be with us at that point. I do want to say that, you know, we talked about earlier this week that the Baltimore City Police, since November 1st, have arrested 70 juveniles in Baltimore City. But in Baltimore County, otherwise known as Baltimore City North, 232 unique juvenile arrests for the month of November. That's three times the number of Baltimore City. And last in October, it was 237. So why does Baltimore County now, maybe it's, I don't know if they're coming over the
these
city.
These are your targets.
easier target, city line. I mean, the population of the county is a little bit more than the city. I think the city's 565,000. The county's more, what, 800,000 now?
Yeah.
So,
well,
so maybe
plus, you also have the importation from Baltimore City of individuals who bring the ethic and mores of Baltimore City with them.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's a problem.
Huge problem. By the way, Raheem over at, he used to be with Steve Bannon on War Room, has got a post on X, and he says, spotted in Palm Beach today, Trump deputy AG pick Todd Blanche lunching with CNN's Caitlin Collins. What is that all about?
Romance.
Now, he used to be a registered Democrat before he started representing Trump. So, and Caitlin Collins used to work for Daily Caller.
Yep.
Believe it or not. So, don't know whether he's the leaker. I would hope not. Or what that's, or maybe it's just maybe they're friends. I don't know. But that's your deputy AG pick, and CNN's lead White House correspondent are lunching together. I hope he keeps an eye on that, President-elect Trump. I'm sure he will. And finally, we're all awaiting the verdict in the Daniel Penny trial. Yeah. That's the New York City subway chokehold trial. Second day of jury deliberations yesterday with no verdict as of yet, which you would seem to think would benefit Mr. Penny. In fact, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said that Daniel Penny, quote, did what we should have done as a city. End of quote. And if you don't remember the story, this Jordan Neely comes on the train.
Threatening individuals on the subway.
Then I don't care if I live or die. He's threatening people. Women and others were very, very scared. Daniel Penny, a retired Marine, steps into the fray and puts him in a chokehold, wrestles him to the floor. And initially it was thought that the chokehold killed him. We find out that was not the case, that he still had a pulse.
Yeah.
When EMTs arrived, that he died later at the hospital. So we're going to watch this one very carefully. But in a world where Hunter Biden gets a pardon, we hope that Daniel Penny is not found guilty. Of course, he will appeal if it is.
Yep.
But let's right now, according to Judge Janine, the jurors in this case are asking very smart questions. They're very astute. Hopefully the jurors will come back and deliver a verdict of innocence.
And by the way, one of the stories we should cover tomorrow is the story out of New York that happened around 6:45 in the morning, where the CEO of United Healthcare walks out of his hotel. He was in town for a big meeting of some sort with other members of United Healthcare, and he was assassinated. There's no other way of saying it, but he wasn't shot at random.
Yeah, the guy was lying in wait.
Yeah, and he was assassinated, and the guy had written on the cartridges, he had written deny, defend, and depose on the bullet cartridges that he left behind. This is a variation on the deny, defend, deny, delay, and defend that some of the insurance companies go by. So this seems to be somebody who's rather perturbed about his treatment under the United Healthcare system.
Yes, a very sad story, Brian. It shows just how New York is still, I just have no desire to visit New York at this point. And I know people live there. I know I have family and friends who live there, work there. And it's a tough place to go to now. It really is, based on the illegal crimes. 58,000 criminal migrants. 58,000 believed to be in New York City. But this Thompson, his wife said he was getting threats. So if he was getting threats, why didn't he have
some kind of security?
Apparently there was a car there that was waiting to transport him somewhere. Yeah. That car just never... All right, that's going to do it for us. Kim is up next, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.